Hastings College Baseball is on the air. We begin each game day in the dugout with a pregame chat with Bronco head coach Jim Bovee. Brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Now, here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to Hastings College Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHAS, a non-conference game tonight as the York College team comes in here to take on Hastings in a single nine-inning ball game here tonight at Duncan Field. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Jim Bovee. And coach, it's been 2 weeks since we've had you here at home, but it's been a road swing that's not been very generous to you guys.
No, it hasn't at all, Mike. And we're just not playing very well right now in almost every area. Before we came out, like I said, we're not pitching as well as we'd like. We're not hitting as well as we like. We're not playing defense as well as we like. And we're not coaching as well as we like. And it's really been a struggle for us. And we've really dug ourselves a real hole as far as trying to get into the conference tournament with four road games yet this weekend. And so this is a tough game. We didn't think we were going to be on the road the day before we played this game, and it's a tough opponent. So it's going to be interesting to see how we come out and play.
You have not had too many weekday games throughout the season. What do we try to get done tonight?
Well, once we start conference play, we didn't have any midweek games until today. And we've had some JV games, which as young as we are, maybe do us just about as much good. Obviously our top four starters are not going to pitch. Our closer's not going to pitch tonight. So it's a chance for those guys to get out. And whether they're auditioning for innings this year or auditioning for innings down the road, that's remains to be seen. It's a chance to get some of your players some at-bats. We're starting quite a few of our regular guys, just a couple spots. Decker Brown's injured, so we're not starting him in left field. Land's DH'ing because he pitched last night. But else, some of those guys are getting at-bats, hoping that maybe some midweek at-bats and not having the 4 or 5 day stretch in between games will benefit them come Saturday.
Last night or yesterday, you were on the road playing in Sioux City against Briarcliff. Lost 14-3 with Kirby Wells on the mound, then came back in the second ball game and lost 4-3 in 10 innings. Talk about the Twin Bowl yesterday.
Well, they just came out and socked it to us in game one. They probably hit Kirby the hardest of anybody all year. They got some big guys that are good hitters. And they really came out and hit the ball well, and we didn't do much offensively. Of the three runs we got, two of them are unearned. Then the second game, we turn around, just when you think it can't get any worse and our guys are going to be so down, we play a pretty competitive game in the second game. Unfortunately, we gave up some unearned runs that allowed them to keep the game in extra innings. And then it was just, our closer against their closer. And they were able to scratch across the run at the bottom of the 10th that we weren't able to do. We just couldn't come up with a big hit. And that's, mentally that's our biggest thing right now is we're just pressing for the big hit. And you could see that in our guys yesterday that everybody was trying to get the big hit. And the old saying, they're trying to hit five-run homers. And that's really a big issue for us right now offensively.
Like I said earlier, it's the focus right now on the conference season. We take a step out of the conference here tonight with this one against York, but you got to have attention probably for the weekend to maybe scratch out some wins to put us in a position next week to maybe grab one of those eight spots.
History tells you if you get 500, you'll get in the league, and so that's still reachable for us. We would have to go 6-2, and we got some tough teams left, and obviously you've seen us play a few times. Right now, we haven't really shown the type of team that's going to go on a stretch where we go 6-2. We haven't shown the offensive ability where we just get hot. We talked before coming on some of the years where we scratch and all of a sudden at the end we just get hot. And a lot of that's been our hitting would get hot and we'd score 8-9 runs a game. And we haven't shown hints that we could be that kind of team, to be honest, right now. So it's going to rely on pitching. It's going to rely on defense. It's going to rely on some breaks. And so we could do it if we went 5-3. I think we'd still have a chance to get in if the five were against the right teams. Again, we talked before coming on that a year ago when it was over, everybody started looking at when Doan plays Hastings again this year. Right now Doan's going to be playing for first and we're going to be playing for eighth. So we got other things to worry about than Doan. We got to take care of the business as we get to it and hope that we can pick up enough wins.
The surprising thing, most of these guys were on the squad last year, a team that qualified for the national tournament. We were in Lubbock, Texas a year ago. What's the difference between this year and last year?
Well, you're exactly right. We got a lot of guys that are back. Unfortunately, as hard as they're trying, a lot of them are not having as good a year number-wise as they did last year. We worked really hard at trying to develop our three catchers so that the loss of Hobbs would not be a huge issue. for us on the field. I think we miss him more off the field than maybe we do on the field, just because he was kind of our motor. And we're kind of looking back at some of our teams that have been successful. When you've had one clear-cut leader, whether it be Hobbs last year or McCann a few years before that, we seem to have some more successful teams. So now it's a case where some of those guys are pressing. You know, our pitching, our first five pitchers all pitched for us last year and pitched a great deal. And you know, it's mixed whether they're throwing as well as they did last year. So it's just a case where a lot of the little things that went for us last year are not going for us this year, whether it's mistakes we've made or breaks that we just didn't get. You know, before we came on, I talked about last year we had a double play ball that was the only ball we could have to turn a double play that ended up preserving a win for us. You know, each of the last two doubleheaders, we have a double play ball that we don't turn and ends up turning into runs for opponents. So it's just those types of things that can sway. You know, last year we had 11 one-run wins in the league. All the one-run games have gone against us in the league this year. And it's just one of those things that you got to hope you're tough enough to try to turn around. But it's starting to get in our guys' heads, I'll be honest.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about more about this one, a non-conference ball game with York as the pregame show continues after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Back with Hastings College head baseball coach Jim Bulley. Hastings College and York here tonight at Duncan Field. A nine-inning ball game here tonight. So obviously, coach, going to have to rely maybe on a couple of relievers to get us through the nine innings.
Well, yeah, and you know, over the past several years, we've had some players that have worked their way into the rotation based on how they did in some midweek non-league games. You know, when Kirby was a freshman, he got in it that way. You might remember Josh Stovall, John LeMaster last year, guys that when they were younger, worked their way into the rotation because of how they threw in a midweek game. So we got a couple freshmen that are ready to go that I like them. Obviously they're not quite where we think they're going to be yet, but I think they're, you know, if they stick with it, I think they're going to be guys you're going to see in our weekend rotation in another year or two. So we want to give them a chance to throw against a team like this and see what happens. And then some of our middle relief guys did not throw yesterday. You know, we threw our two starters, LeMaster and Kirby, and then we threw Land quite a bit, and then we threw one of our middle guys. The rest of them didn't throw, so we'll definitely get them some work because on Wednesday night they can come and throw a little bit and be ready Saturday, Sunday.
I have a freshman starting things off. Talk about that tonight.
Well, Eric Cantill is a very athletic guy. He's a two-sport athlete in high school at Highlands Ranch, Colorado. I think he's got a lot of potential. He's very athletic-looking when you see him out there. The last time he started in a varsity game, he got some nice outs for us. He just threw to, you know, he doesn't have the economy of pitches that some of the older guys do. You know, it'll take him 5-6 pitches to get an out instead of one or two, and that's something we're working with him. You know, a lot of the guys when they come from high school have more of a strikeout mentality and don't want their defense to go to work for them. But like I said, very athletic guy, heady guy, so I think he's got a really, really good potential for us, and I hope he can get us two or three really strong innings right at the get-go.
They're going to be facing a team, York, a pretty darn good baseball team. They were nationally ranked in the preseason poll earlier this year, receiving votes for the top 25 or top 30 right now. So no putt here tonight.
No, and you know, they're playing. They're getting ready for a big postseason run. You know, I know Bellevue beat them four times, and I don't think people expected that. I don't think York expected that. So they're getting ready for a big postseason run, and this is part of their – you know, I think they're probably in a situation where they're looking at a fifth starter tonight and trying to develop somebody, thinking that at some point they're going to need a guy like that. So, and I expect they're going to play their dudes. So it's going to be a handful of real tests, not only for our pitchers, but for our guys at the plate.
Obviously, a win is maybe the most important thing for us here tonight, riding the ship, so to speak, getting ready for a big weekend.
A win would do wonders for our morale. Our players' morale as a coach, like I told you, I don't know if we win tonight, it's almost going to make me more mad that we haven't been playing like that in the league situation. But you would hope that if we could get a win tonight, that would allow us to build some momentum. And then when we do go Saturday, Sunday, when one or two things go wrong, we don't start getting that in our head that here we go again, because that's what we're fighting right now.
Good luck to
you. All right, thanks, Mike.
Jim Bovey, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups in the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and York tonight on 1230 KHIS.
In the Dugout has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning of Hastings. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on 1230 KHAS Radio.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
Today's Hastings College baseball game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Now, once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to Duncan Field. Hastings College baseball for you this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS, a non-conference ball game with the York Panthers here for Hastings College this afternoon and this evening. York coming in a record of 28 wins, 15 losses. On the season, this is a team that has been on a tear as of late. York winning eight out of their last nine ball games. Their only loss during this stretch was a loss in the first game of a four-game series with the College of the Ozarks, 4-2. Other than that, they are on a streak here, winning eight out of their last nine ball games. One of the better teams out of the Midlands Collegiate Athletic Conference is a team that competes in the conference along with Bellevue and the Central Baptist out of Arkansas, Central Christian out of Kansas, the College of the Ozarks, and Oklahoma Wesleyan. It's a team that was ranked number 22 in the preseason poll earlier this year. They're receiving votes this week for the nation's top 20, so it's going to be a tough test tonight for Hastings College, a team that is going the other way. The Broncos are sitting at 11-27 on the season. They are 4-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings has been away from home for the past 2 weeks, and during that time, Hastings went 1-5 during that stretch, including a couple of losses yesterday to Briarcliff up in Sioux City, losing by scores of 14-3 and 4-3. Over the weekend, they lost to Morningside 8-7 and 5-2. They split a couple of games with Nebraska Wesleyan last Friday, 9-7 and 7-6. Hastings winning 9-7, losing 7-6. And the last time we were back here at Duncan, Hastings losing two games to Midland. That was way back on April 5th. 1-0 and 5-1. So the Broncos currently are in eighth place. They're in a three-way tie for eighth place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference with about, four conference games to go. The top eight teams will move into the GPAC postseason tournament coming up the first weekend of May. So Hastings with a lot of wood to chop, and they'd like to maybe right the ship, so to speak, here tonight with this non-conference ball game with the York Panthers. Starting lineups tonight brought to you by CPI Mr. Tire with 15 locations in central Nebraska, including Hastings, Juniata, Trumbull, Kennesaw, and Giltner. Hastings will go to the starting lineup like this. Trenton Neal will be out in left field here tonight. He'll lead off with the Broncos in the batting order. Daniel Nealon will play at second base. He'll bat second. Mike Tomlin at center field. He'll bat third. And John Rivera at first base. He had a couple of base hits in one of the ball games yesterday against Briarcliff. Mack Land, who had three base hits in the second ball game against the Chargers yesterday, he'll be the DH. He'll bat fifth. Jake Steets will be the third baseman. He will bat sixth here tonight. Taylor Ginn is going to be in the starting lineup. He'll be out in right field. He'll bat seventh. Gabe Salas will be your shortstop. He'll bat eighth this afternoon. Tanner Santarelli will be your catcher. He will bat in the number nine position. And then the pitcher tonight for Hastings College is going to be a freshman, Eric Antilla. Antilla will be on the mound tonight for Hastings. He is currently 0-1 in the season. He's thrown just six innings so far for the Broncos, giving up seven hits and seven runs. Six of those have been earned, three base on balls and four strikeouts. ERA is sitting at 9.00. His opposing batting average is sitting at 250. So a freshman going to be on the mound for Hastings. It'll be the first of several I expect to be on the mound tonight for Hastings College in this midweek game. York Panthers doing, looks like they're a regular starting lineup here tonight. 28-15 on the season, 7-5 in the conference. Josh Knighton will lead things off. He'll be the second baseman. Zach Garcia will be your shortstop. He'll bat second. Brent Nathan will be your left fielder. He will bat in the number three position. Isaac Overmiller, product out of Grand Island, he'll be out in the right field and bat fourth this evening for York. It'll be Alec Abin, the designated hitter, batting fifth. Eduardo Camarella will bat number six. He'll be the catcher here for York in this one. Joe Garcia will be your first baseman. He'll bat in the number seven position. Isidro Casarzosa will be your third baseman. He will bat in the number eight position. And then Brent Wise, the center fielder, he will bat ninth. Cody Brumbaugh will be on the mound for York here in this one. So the York Panthers and Hastings here tonight. Starting lineups are brought to you by CPI Mr. Tire, with 15 locations in central Nebraska, including Hastings, Minden, Red Cloud, Sutton, and Lawrence. Cooperative Producers Incorporated and Mr. Tire proudly supporting Hastings College Baseball. So we are underway right here. First pitch is going to be a bouncing ball toward third. And the throw across the diamond by Jake Steets is going to be in time. So Josh Knighton leads things off. The very first pitch delivered up there by Antilla of Hastings, a bouncing ball toward third. And Jake Steets handles that one with no problem there on a couple of hops. And he gets it over to John Rivera at first base to record the first out of the ball game. Coming up next is going to be the shortstop, Zach Garcia. Garcia will step in there. He's the shortstop here tonight for York. He'll be a left-handed hitter as Antilla will throw with his right hand here and will miss down low with a slow breaking pitch there. No balls and one strike to Zach Garcia for the York Panthers. Zach has a batting average so far this year of .343. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, two balls and no strikes. York very good at the plate. Their team batting average is sitting at .335. This is a team that's already hit 55 home runs so far this year. 146 walks as a team, 253 strikeouts. Also very dangerous on the base paths. They are 55 out of 69 stealing bases. There's a ground ball towards short, fielded there by Salas. Bobbles the ball and then gets it over to first base. And that's not going to be in time. So Zach Garcia gets aboard here on the error from Hastings College. Ball is hit to Gabe Salas at shortstop. He bobbles it. Gets it over to first baseman Rivera, but not in time. So Zach Garcia gets aboard here. Reaching out in the air from Gabe Salas. And now Brent Nathan comes to the plate next. He is a left fielder. Just underway. We're in the top half of the first inning. This one is scheduled for nine innings here tonight. Just a single nine-inning ball game in this non-conference affair between Hastings and York. There's a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on Nathan. Nathan with a batting average of .314 so far this year. He leads the team in at-bats, leads the team in home runs, and in RBIs. This guy has already hit 12 home runs so far this year for the Panthers, batting in the number three position. There's a throw over the first base. That's not in time. Garcia is back in there. Again, York, a team that likes to steal bases. 55 out of 69 in swiping bases so far this year. Antilla will try to keep the base runner close, but there he goes on the pitch. The throw down to second base is not going to be in time. A stolen base there by Zach Garcia. Throw was right on the money there by Tanner Santarella. Santarelli, who is behind the plate for Hastings College here in this one tonight. But a good jump by Zach Garcia at first base. And now York has got a man on in the scoring position at second base already. Brent Nathan at the plate. Here's a count of one ball and one strike. Just underway here in the first inning. Here's the next pitch by Antilla. That ball is going to be hit toward right field. Taylor Ginn goes back. It's going to be over his head. Over his bat, coming around to score is going to be Garcia. He's going to score easily. Around the bag at second is Nathan, and now he stomps, puts on the brakes, and he gets back to the bag at second as the throw comes in. So Brent Nathan doubles to a right field. That went over the head of Taylor Ginn out there in right field. Coming around to score easily on the play is going to be Zach Garcia. An RBI double there by Brent Nathan to get things started for York here in this top half of the first inning. It's 1-0 York. Isaac Overmiller comes to the plate next for York. Overmiller, 6'2", 225-pound senior out of Grand Island, playing out in right field here tonight defensively for York. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner right at the knees. Good pitch there by Eric Antilla. Isaac Overmiller here at the plate. His batting average is sitting at .350 on the season for York. He's got 36 base hits and 103 trips to the plate. Next pitch is going to be lined to left center field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Another run is going to score. This is going to be trouble as it rolls to the wall 405 feet away. Around the bag at second, digging for third is going to be Overmiller, and he's in there with a stand-up triple. So a double by Brent Nathan, and now a triple by Isaac Overmiller. Overmiller plates another run, and York, just like that, has gone out on top of Hastings by the score of 2-0. So some hard hit balls the last two guys. Nathan to right field. Isaac Overmiller finds the gap in left center as that one rolls to the wall. And now Alec Aben comes to the plate next. He is the designated hitter. So trouble by Hastings College here in this first inning of play. This guy here has a batting average of 308 as the sticks continue to wander the plate here. Here's a breaking pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. So Nathan comes around from second to score the second run of the ball game there for York. Standing over at third base is going to be Overmiller. The next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes on a bend. He has got 33 base hits and 107 trips to the plate. He has scored 36 runs. He's got five home runs and 17 RBIs as he pops away this next pitch back out of play. And the count is going to be at two balls and one strike now on Alec Aben. So York is a team that we knew can hit the ball. They had a team batting average of 335. That's the team batting average of 335. And Aben is at the plate now, and the pitch comes inside and hits him. So Alec Aben is going to be hit by a pitch here in this first inning of play. Runners are now at the corners at first and third. So typically we see a lot of pitchers used by Jim Bovey in these midweek ball games have not had a whole lot of chances for these midweek games so far this season. We expected to see maybe three, four pitchers, but already in trouble here in this first inning is Eric Antilla for Hastings. He has thrown just six innings so far this year, and he's running into problems here in the top half of the first inning. 2-0 is the score. York is out on top. There's only one man out here in the inning. That was the first guy that came to the plate as a Josh Knighton grounded out. Gambarina comes to the plate. Now the pitch is going to be down low and going from first base and sliding in safely at second is going to be a bend. No throw there by the Hastings catcher, Santarelli. So Gambarina at the plate here, the catcher for the York Panthers. His batting average is sitting at 357 on the season. He's got two home runs and 20 RBIs. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And it is now two balls and no strikes. Gambarina so far this year has got 20 base hits and 56 trips to the plate. Here comes the next pitch to him. It's going to be fouled away out of play on the first base side. And the count now at two balls and one strike to Gambarina. He'll be behind the plate for York here defensively. Gambarina so far has got a double. He's got a couple of home runs and 20 RBIs. As he waits on the next pitch here from Eric Antilla for Hastings, the pitch is going to be behind the head of Gambarina, and the count now is at three balls and one strike. So Eric Antilla all over the place here for Hastings College, the freshman, one of the freshmen out of Colorado here for head coach Jim Bovey. 6'2", 190-pounder from Littleton, Colorado. Here comes the next pitch. That's going to be fouled away down the right field side, and the count is now full to Eldardo Camarena for the York Panthers. Joe Garcia, the first baseman, standing in the on-deck circle here. 2-0 is the score just underway here in this one. York out on top of Hastings here tonight. Now stepping out of the batter's box is going to be Camarena. Takes a couple of practice swings. He re-enters, and now he's ready to go. Eric Antilla gets a sign here from Santarelli. Here's the next pitch to him. The ball is going to be hit over the head of the second baseman, Daniel Nealon, in the right center field. A run is going to score. Here comes the second one to the plate. On his way to second base and diving in there ahead first with a double is Camarena. So a two-run double here in this first inning of play by Eldardo Camarena. And York has pounced on the Hastings College Broncos here in this first inning of play. It is now a 4-0 ball game in favor of the Panthers. And still only one man out here in the inning. Now the pitching coach for Hastings College is going to come out here and talk with his freshman out there on the mound. He got the first man to ground out. That was Josh Knighton, and then the floodgates open up. All started off with that error on Gabe Salas, and they had a a double that produced a run from Brent Nathan. Isaac Overmiller hit a triple to produce another run. A base on balls to a Ben. And now a two-run double by Camarena. And now Joe Garcia comes up there next. He is the first baseman. So 4-0 is the score. York has got the lead on three base hits. Joe Garcia is at the plate now. His batting average is sitting at .369 on the season. There goes the runner from second base. The pitch is behind the head again of Joe Garcia. And in there at third base easily is Camarena. So York has moved the man just 90 feet away from the plate here. As Joe Garcia is looking at a count of one ball and no strikes. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be lifted to the outfield. A deep fly ball as a Mike Tomlin settles under it. He makes the catch. The runner is going to tag from third base. Here comes the throw in. It's not going to be in time as it was cut off. And Camarena is going to score here for York in this first inning of play. So it's a 5-0 ball game now in favor of the Panthers. Joe Garcia flies out to center but produces a run. And now Isidro Sosa comes to the plate next for York. He's going to be the third baseman here defensively. Carrizosa, batting average of .328 so far this year. And he's going to hit that one on the very first pitch out to left center field. Moving over there, grabbing the ball is going to be Mike Tomlin, and the inning's over. So Carrizosa flies out to a center field to end the inning. But York sends eight guys to the plate here in the first inning. They score five runs. We move to the bottom half of the first inning with a score York 5, Hastings College nothing.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered health care focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, a tradition of respect.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So on the mound tonight for the York Panthers is going to be Cody Brumbaugh. He has thrown 26 innings so far for York. His record is 4 wins and no losses. He's giving up 28 hits thus far, 20 runs, 18 of those have been earned, 16 base on balls, and 29 strikeouts. Teams are batting just .269 against him. His ERA is sitting at 6.23. So a guy who has won his first four starts. The season is out there for York to face Hastings College in this non-conference baseball game here tonight. Trenton Neal will be the first guy to come up there for Hastings. Daniel Nealon will follow him, then Mike Tomlin. One of those guys get aboard. We'll see John Rivera. Bronco baseball, this is scheduled for 9 here tonight at Duncan Field. 1 9-inning ball game instead of the traditional 2 7-inning games that we play during the conference season. So Cody Brumbaugh will go to work on a Hastings College batting order in the first pitch. To the plate is going to be down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes to a Trenton Neal as he's getting the start out in left field for Hastings here tonight. His batting average on the season is sitting at .233 for head coach Jim Bovee and the Broncos. Left-handed hitter waiting on the pitch, and Brumbaugh comes inside. Another ball is going to be thrown there. Two balls and no strikes. Nealon has got 5 RBIs this year. No home runs. Couple of doubles and a couple of triples to his credit. As he waits on the next pitch here from Cody Brumbaugh, here's the next one. It's going to be down low for a ball. So 3 balls and no strikes. Traditionally, these games with York during the non-conference midweek sessions have been high-scoring affairs. 5 runs by York in the top half of the first inning. Could be headed for another one here tonight. As the next pitch comes inside and on 4 straight pitches, Trent Neal heads down to first base. So Trent Neal gets a walk here. Neal actually leads the team in walks. That's his 21st walk of the season for the Broncos. Daniel Nealon comes up there next. Nealon playing at second base. Nealon playing at second base for Hastings College here tonight. He leads the team in runs scored with a 23. Also, he's got a couple of triples to his credit as he takes a strike in there. Nothing and one to Daniel Nealon here for Hastings. Broncos batting in the bottom half of the first inning, trailing by a score of 5-0. Could not get off the field there in the top half of this inning. Nealon, a senior from Arvada, Colorado, as he fouls away the next pitch on the first base side, and he is in the hole now, no balls and 2 strikes. Mike Tomlin will follow him, and we'll see John Rivera, then Mac Lamb. Hastings playing a lot of their regular starters here in this midweek ball game here tonight, with the exception of a couple of positions. Decker Brown is injured in the outfield, so we're seeing some new guys out there in the outfield here tonight. There's a throw over the first base, not in time, as Trenton Neal is back in there. Tanner Santarelli is behind the plate for Hastings here in this ball game here tonight against York. Brumbaugh working from the stretch, throws him off speed, stuff to the plate. That one misses outside for a ball. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hastings sitting at 11-27 on the season, 4-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings just completing a 1-5 road trip over the past 2 weeks. Next pitch is going to be fouled away on the first base side. Count remains at 1 ball and 2 strikes. After this one, Hastings on the road again this weekend. They've got games against the Mount Marty Lancers and also Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings really going to have to do some scratching to get into the GPAC postseason tournament that gets underway here in a couple of weeks. Top 8 teams in the conference qualify. Hastings right now in a 3-way tie for 8th place. As the next pitch is going to be fouled away, and the count remains at 1 ball and 2 strikes. After this weekend, the final week of the regular season, Hastings will have a doubleheader with Doan, the conference leaders. And then we've got 2 games with Concordia to wrap things up for the conference. 1 ball and 2 strikes here to Daniel Nealon. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. That one just misses. Down goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Nealon. Nealon has got 16 strikeouts so far this season. He's got 20 walks. Cody Brumbaugh working from the stretch. He's a right-handed thrower. Throws that one to the plate. There's a ground ball toward Knight at second. Goes to second base for 1 over the first base double play. So just as Hastings gets a base runner there with the walk to a Trenton Neal, Daniel Nealon hits into a double play there, 4-6-3 double play. And now there's 2 outs in the inning as Mike Tomlin comes to the plate next. Tomlin is the center fielder here defensively for Hastings tonight. Tomlin at the plate this year with a batting average of .286. Leads the team in runs scored with 23 in the number 3 position. He bats from the left-hand side as Brumbaugh throws a pitch to the plate. There's going to be down low for ball, 1 ball and no strikes. So Tomlin so far this year has got 30 base hits and 105 trips to the plate. He's got 1 home run, and he's got 12 RBIs to his credit. That ball is hit down the line in left field. That's going to fall for a... It's going to be in their fair territory. Rolling out there, picked up by Brent Nathan on his way to second base. It's going to be Tomlin. He's in there with a stand-up double. That one down the line in the left field, retrieved out there by Brent Nathan, the left fielder. So a base hit here, an extra base hit for Mike Tomlin as he ends up at second here for the Broncos. And now John Rivera comes to the plate next. Rivera is the first baseman for Hastings. He's the leading hitter in the team. Batting average of .327 on the season. He's got 37 base hits and 113 trips to the plate, 15 RBIs to his credit this year with 10 doubles. Chance to drive one home here in the bottom half of the first inning. Hastings is trailing 5-0 in the ballgame. Here comes the next pitch by Brumbaugh. It's going to be a fastball. It's in there for a strike. Nothing and one to John Rivera. Rivera so far this year with 14 strikeouts. He has walked 10 times. And the leading hitter on the team with a batting average of .327. Hastings is a team hitting just .246. Here's the next pitch way outside. The ball gets away from the catcher back to the screen and running down to second base on the play is going to be Mike Tomlin. So So a wild pitch there by Cody Brumbaugh, and Hastings has the base runner now down at third base in the form of Mike Tomlin. John Rivera, now at the plate, has a count of one ball and one strike. Mack Land would be next, and then Jake Steets. As Hastings bats here in the bottom half of the first inning here tonight. John Rivera, right-handed hitter. Here comes the next pitch. He's going to be up high for a ball. So two balls and one strike now to John Rivera. And the pitcher out there for York is 4-0 in the season. He's thrown 26 innings, giving up just 20 runs, 18 of those earned. As the next pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes. 29 strikeouts and 16 base on balls with this guy out there on the bump for the Panthers here tonight. Two balls and two strikes here to John Rivera. Next pitch, he took something off of that one and a foul ball back to the screen. And the count remains at 2-2 to John Rivera. Hastings College baseball here tonight from 1230 KHAS. We're at Duncan Field. Hastings playing a non-conference game here with the York Panthers. Hastings will play this team again next week. That game will be played in York during the week. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Again, a breaking pitch that stays outside for a ball. Now three balls and two strikes. So 3-2 here to John Rivera with a possibility of a run down here at third base in the form of Mike Tomlin. But there's two men out after York turns the double play there earlier in the inning. Here comes the 3-2 pitch now to John Rivera. That ball's going to be swung on, and it's going to be in foul territory. So the count remains at three balls and two strikes. So John Rivera trying to get aboard here for Hastings here in the bottom half of the first inning. Rivera, a senior, 5'9", 210-pounder from Glendale, Colorado. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be just outside, and a base on balls delivered up there by Cody Brumbaugh. Running down the first base on the play is going to be Rivera. Mack Land comes up there next. So Rivera stays out there. He will run at first base. Across the diamond is going to be Mike Tomlin. He's at third. Mack Land at the plate, down the designated hitter. Land spent some time on the hill yesterday throwing in that doubleheader against Briar Cliff up in Sioux City. He's the designated hitter tonight in this ball game. As Land comes aboard here, his batting average at .245. There's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Mack Land. Land has got 23 base hits and 94 trips to the plate so far this year. He scored 9 runs. He's got 3 doubles to his credit. He has struck out a team high 26 times. Here's the next pitch. Going to be fouled away on the first base side, and the count is at one ball and one strike. Just underway. We're in the bottom half of the first inning here tonight. Hastings trailing York by the score of 5-0. But the Broncos have a couple of base runners. John Rivera is on at first base, and over at third is Mike Tomlin. Two men out of the inning as Mack Land digs in there from the right side. Cody Brumbaugh from the stretch throws the ball to the plate. It's going to be fouled away. And now Brumbaugh ahead on the count of one ball and two strikes. Land with 26 strikeouts so far this year. He has walked only 6 times. He's behind on the count here at one ball and two strikes. York will play him pretty much straight away. The center fielder, Brent Wise, pulled around a couple of steps to his left out there as he looks on here at Duncan Field. One ball and two strikes with two men out here in the bottom half of the first. Brumbaugh from the belt and throws some off-speed stuff, and it just misses outside. And the count goes to two balls and two strikes now to Mack Land. Jake Steets would be next. And then Taylor Ginn. Hastings wearing their white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. It's way outside. Three balls and two strikes. York dressed in their gray pants here tonight with their blue tops with some white trim, white numerals, and their blue baseball caps. Three balls and two strikes here. Hastings batting in the bottom of the first with some base runners on the pads here. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. Two straight walks here now in the first inning. That's three for the inning. Now the bases are loaded here. So three walks in the inning, two consecutive to Rivera and Land. And now Jake Steets comes up there next. And now running out there is going to be the head coach for York is going to be Nick Harlan. Harlan's going to have a couple of words with his pitcher and Cody Brumbaugh. So both pitchers running into a jam here in the first inning of play. Antilla gave up 5 runs and 3 base hits, including a triple and a double in the York half of the first inning. And now Hastings has been given 3 walks. They've got a double from Mike Tomlin. They got the bases loaded right now and 2 men out. Temperature sitting at 68 degrees here at game time tonight at Duncan Field. Winds out of the southeast at 10 miles per hour. Not much wind to deal with here tonight as the flag is out there in center field, nearly limp. So now Hastings with a chance to get some of those runs back. Here comes Jake Steets to the plate, the third baseman. Steets will dig in there. A batting average of .293 on the season. And here's the pitch to him. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. No balls and 1 strike to Jake Steets for Hastings. Steets, the freshman from Cherry Hills Village, Colorado. 6'1", 175-pounder, playing at third base here tonight. No balls and 1 strike. The full windup now by Cody Brumbaugh. Next pitch is in there for a strike. About letter high on the outside corner. No balls and 2 strikes now to Steets. Jake Steets has struck out 15 times so far this year. He has walked 10. Bases are juiced here in the first inning of play. Next pitch by Brumbaugh, swung on and foul tap back to the screen. That remains a no balls and 2 strikes. Taylor Ginn would be next. Steets has got 12 RBIs so far this year. He's got 1 home run. Broncos have hit just 4 home runs as a team. And Jake Steets has got one of them. Here comes the 0-2 pitch now from Cody Brumbaugh. It's going to be outside, up around the eyeballs there on Steets. And the count now is at 1-2. Taylor Ginn, then Gabe Salas. Hastings looking to get back into the ballgame here after yielding 5 runs in the top half of the first inning. Cody Brumbaugh looking in for the sign. He's got it. Full windup. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Called 3rd strike on the outside corner, and the inning is over. Hastings leaves the bases loaded here in the bottom half of the first inning. Jake Steets caught looking. 1st strikeout of the ballgame by Cody Brumbaugh, and the inning is over for the Broncos. They score no runs on 1 base hit, no errors, and 3 men left on base. We've played 1, scheduled for 9 here tonight at Duncan Field. The score, York 5, Hastings nothing.
It's a bat, a ball, and about 40 of the greatest baseball players in the majors. The MLB All-Star Game is in Kansas City this summer. And the Breeze, 94.5 FM, and Ben Engel Construction can put you in the stand. Just text Royals 945 to 90210 for a chance to win Royals tickets and maybe the All-Star Game. Text Royals 945 is brought to you by Ben Engel Construction. The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
It's time for CPI Mr. Tire's Tire Sale. The Mastercraft Strategy is long wearing, quiet riding, and on sale starting at $85 each. The Cooper CS4 Touring has all-weather dependability and starting at only $90 each. The Cooper Discover AT3 gives you stability for your light truck starting at $125 each. CPI Mr. Tire includes free mounting, balancing, rotation, and road hazard warranty, and they're close to you all across central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field, Hastings trailing York in this non-conference game. 5-0 is the score as we move to the second inning. York sent 8 guys to the plate in inning number 1, scored 5 runs, 3 base hits. This is the only guy we didn't see position-wise come to the plate in the first inning. That's Brent Wise. He's a center fielder. And we'll go back to the top of the order again in Josh Knighton and Zach Garcia. Eric Antilla stays out to the freshman from Colorado for Hastings College. Wise squares around the butt, pulls back, takes a strike. Nothing and 2 to Brent Wise here in the top half of the second inning. Here at Duncan. Antilla looking in for the sign from his catcher, Santarelli. He's in his full windup, and here comes the pitch to the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball, a fastball that misses. 1-2 the count. Brent Wise with a batting average of .361 on the season. He's got 4 home runs and 21 RBIs. Next pitch is in on the ground towards second. Daniel Nealon scoops it up. Goes over the first, and it's going to be in time as Rivera squeezes the ball there. So Brent Wise is retired in the play from second to first. And now Josh Knighton comes up there next. He is the second baseman. Knighton grounded out his first time up. So Knighton comes to the plate for the second time here in the second inning. His batting average on the season is sitting at 306. He's got a triple, a couple of home runs, 35 RBIs so far this year. So far this year, York has got 326 RBIs. Team that can put some runs on the board. There's a bouncing ball toward third. And a throw across the diamond. That's going to be in time for the second straight time. Josh Knighton is retired in the play. On the ground out, two up, two down here for York in the second. Zach Garcia comes to the plate next. Garcia reached on an error on the shortstop Gabe Salas back there in the first inning. Came around to score a run on the double by Brent Nathan. They got things started for the Panthers as they produced five runs in the top half of the first. Zach Garcia comes up there. He'll bat from the left side. Antillo winds and throws into the plate, swung on and missed. Nothing and one to Zach Garcia here for York. A team that comes in here 28-15 in the season. They are 7-5 in their conference. And a team that's been on a roll as of late. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. York is a team that's won 8 out of 9 games. They did drop 4 games to Bellevue, a team that's expected to compete with them in the Midlands Collegiate Athletic Conference for the championship. Dropped 4 games to Bellevue earlier this year, just a couple of weeks ago, in a series that was played in York. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. So the count is sitting at 1-2 now to Zach Garcia. He's at shortstop here tonight for York defensively. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Antilla. That ball is going to be drilled to center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. So Zach Garcia gets aboard here as he singles to center field. Brent Nathan, the left fielder, comes up there next. Nathan is the guy who had the double that produced the first run in that first inning. As he doubled to right field over the head of Taylor Ginn out there. So New York, York has now got one runner on here in the second inning of play with two men out. Brent Nathan will bat from the right side. There's a throw over the first base. That's not in time as Zach Garcia is back in there. Garcia now inching away from the bag at first base. John Rivera will hold him on defensively. Another quick throw over the first. That's not in time. Back in there standing up was Garcia. And York has swiped 55 out of 69 bases so far this year. Not afraid to put some pressure on you. He's going to stay put right now as the pitch comes to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike on Brent Nathan. So the count is at no balls and one strike. We are in the second inning of play. Hastings trailing York by a score of 5-0 here in this one. Eric Antilla trying to get out of the second inning for Hastings. There goes the runner at first base. The pitch is going to be hit toward left field. It's going to curve over the foul territory. And it's going to be out of play there. And coming back to grab the club is going to be Brent Nathan. Going back to first base is going to be Zach Garcia. So the count now at no balls and two strikes to Brent Nathan. There's two men out for the Panthers here in this second inning of play. There goes the runner at first base. The throw down there is way off of the mark by Santarelli. It's in the center field, and in there is going to be a Zach Garcia. So not a good throw there by Tanner Santarelli. The throw is to the first base side of the bag down there at second, and it gets by a combination of Daniel Nealon and Gabe Salas in the center field. Mike Tomlin scoops it up there for the Broncos. But now York has got another base runner in scoring position at second base. Brent Nathan has a count of 1-2 here at the plate. Here comes the next pitch, head on the ground, up the middle, and that's going to get in the center field for a base hit. Tomlin picks it up on the roll, then bobbles the ball. A runner's going to score, and it's a 6-0 ball game. So Brent Nathan, he singles to the center field. That's going to be a base hit there. Drives home another run, 6-0 now. York has got the lead. Mike Tomlin picks it up out there and bobbled a little bit, but he had no chance of catching this runner at the plate in Zach Garcia as he was well on his way toward the plate. 6-0 ball game in favor of the Panthers. Isaac Overmiller comes to the plate next. The Grand Island native had a triple that produced another run in the first inning of play. There's a strike on the outside corner, 0-1 to Isaac Overmiller. Overmiller with a batting average of 350 so far this season. He's got three home runs, 24 RBIs. Quick throw to first base. Not in time. Diving back in there is Brent Nathan. So 6-0 is the score. York has got five base hits so far in this ball game. Hastings has committed an error. Next pitch is going to be popped up. First base side, foul territory. Rivera gives chase, and it gets out of play. It's now nothing and two to Isaac Overmiller. Alec Ben would be next, the designated hitter. Hastings played yesterday at a twin bowl up in Sioux City against Briarcliff, losing twice, 14-3 in the first ball game, and then 4-3 in 10 innings in game number two. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. That's going to be outside for a ball. Wanting to pull the trigger was Overmiller, but keeps the bat on the shoulder there and takes a pitch outside the strike zone. One ball and two strikes with two men out and a runner on at first base and one run in. York with the lead at 6-0. Next pitch is going to be swung on and missed. The catcher drops the third strike and the throw down to first base. It's going to be low, but John Rivera pulls out of the dirt there and records the strikeout on Isaac Overmiller. So the inning is over. First strikeout of the ball game for Eric Antilla for Hastings. But York comes up with a run here in the second inning of play. One run on a couple of base hits. No errors for Hastings. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning of play with a score, York 6, Hastings nothing.
Who would have thought that at last year's Taste of Home Cooking School, Guy Klinzig would burst out of the kitchen dressed as Elvis?
Walking through a party in the county.
Or that there would be not one, but two culinary experts. What might happen this year? Guy knows, and he ain't telling. But we can tell you that this year, Russ's Market and Ken's Appliance are the presenting sponsors April 26th at the Adamson County Fairgrounds. That B&B Carpet of Donovan is giving away a $1,000 gift certificate, and the first 500 in the door are guaranteed a recyclable swag bag with dozens of goodies. Brought to you by the City of Hastings. Allen's of Hastings sponsors the VIP tickets, which includes upfront seats and an autographed Taste of Home cookbook. And, oh yeah, now over 50 displays and booths, plus a food court. Log on to tasteofhomehastings.com for ticket locations. That's tasteofhomehastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Duncan Field with Bronco Baseball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Our internet service here at the ballpark, courtesy of Blue Force Broadband, provided by Glenwood Wireless. They've been serving central Nebraska for over 50 years. For more information, you can email info@shopglenwood.net or give them a call at 866-756-4746. Hastings trailing here in the ballgame by a score of 6-0. York scoring five runs in the top half of the first inning. They produced one more run in the second inning of play. Now Hastings batting here in the bottom of the second. Hastings had the bases loaded in inning number one, but Jake Steets struck out to end the inning. So this is the number seven guy in the batting order, and Taylor Ginn coming up there to lead things off for Hastings here in the second. Taylor Ginn, and we'll see Gabe Salas. And then Tanner Santorelli, the catcher for Hastings, the bottom third of the order, to face Cody Brumbaugh. There's a ball. It's going to be hit to the outfield, but right at the right fielder, Isaac Overmiller, and he makes the catch. So Taylor Ginn will fly out to Overmiller out in right field, and Gabe Salas will come up there next. Salas playing at shortstop here tonight for Hastings College. Salas has a batting average so far this year of just 168, 16 base hits, and 95 trips to the plate. He has scored 8 runs. Salas does have one double for his extra base hits this year. Little guy as he steps in from the right-hand side. The next pitch from Brumbaugh is going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count here to Gabe Salas, junior from Colorado Springs, Colorado, 5'7", 155-pounder. Here comes the next pitch by Brumbaugh. It's hit towards second base. Knighton picks it up there and goes to first. That's going to be in time and easy out there on Gabe Salas. So now Tanner Santorelli comes up there next. He is the catcher for Hastings, a sophomore from Arvada, Colorado. 5'10", 175-pounder. Santorelli coming to the plate here for Hastings. Santorelli's actually got the second-best batting average on the team, just not a whole lot of at-bats. His average is sitting at 316 so far this year. He's got six base hits and 19 trips to the plate. as he will take a pitch inside here for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Santarelli, who's doing the catching chores here tonight for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. So one ball, one strike. Brent Hermanison has been doing most of the catching chores for Hastings so far this year, taking the night off, or at least not getting the start here this evening for head coach Jim Bovey. As the next pitch is a fastball, it's going to be in there on the outside corner on the Santarelli for a strike. One ball and two strikes. Cody Brumbaugh working from the full windup here. He is 4-0 on the season. Here's the next pitch. He took something off of that one. The ball hit right to the shortstop, Garcia. Long throw to first base in time. Three up, three down for Hastings here in inning number two. So no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the third inning with a score, York 6, Hastings College nothing.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
We got another pitcher coming out here for Hastings. Tyler Stender will come out here and throw now here in the third inning of play. So I'm sure this will be the first of several pitchers we'll see here tonight if Jim Bovey keeps with his strategy in these midweek games. Tyler Stender will be the second pitcher used by Hastings here in this ball game here tonight. Stender making his 13th appearance of the season. He's actually started one game, and he's got one complete game. At least he's started one game, did not complete that game, but he started one for Hastings. No records so far, nothing, and no saves. He has thrown 10 in the third innings, giving up 16 hits, 8 runs, 6 of those earned. No walks, 8 strikeouts. Teams right now batting 340 against him. His ERA is sitting at 5.23. So Eric Antilla, he goes two innings here tonight for Hastings College. Gives up 6 runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. Tyler Stender is a right-handed thrower, or left-handed thrower, as he throws the first pitch to the plate here. It's going to be down low for a ball. Working quickly is a Stender here on the Alec Aben. There's a ball hit down the line in left field. That's going to be a base hit around the bag at first. Digging for second is going to be Aben. There's a throw at second base and not in time. Throw came in there. They got the tag, but Aben gets in there safely for York. Camarena comes to the plate next. Eduardo Camarena coming to the plate. Had a two-run double back there in the first inning of play. You're just joining us. Been all York in this ball game so far. 5 runs in the first inning, 1 more in the second. They get their leadoff man on here in the third inning of play with Alec Aben going down the line in left field. As the pitch comes in there from Tyler Stender, it's going to be in there for a strike. Eduardo Camarena hits that one to the left side of the diamond. That's going to sneak through there for a base hit in the left field. Picked up by Neal out there in left field. He gets the ball back to the infield, and we got runners at the corners now for York. Boy, Hastings just having a tough time getting this high-powered offense in check here. Joe Garcia comes to the plate next. That's the 7th base hit already for York through the first 2-plus innings here. In the top of the third right now, with nobody out, Joe Garcia, the first baseman, comes to the plate next. Garcia flew out to center field his first time up. That produced a run. So Stender working from the stretch. Throws one to the plate. That's going to be outside and down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Joe Garcia. Garcia started the day with a batting average of 369. There goes the runner at first base. Pitch is going to be down low for a ball. The throw down there at second base is going to be in time as a Gamarina is retired in the play back there. Santarelli throws her down there from the catcher's position down to second base. Throws a little bit low as it bounces down there to the bag. Daniel Nealon grabs it there for Hastings to record the out. So Gamarina was caught stealing, so now there's one man out with a runner at third base here for York. As the next pitch to Joe Garcia is fouled back to the screen. One ball and one strike. 1-1 the count here with York batting in the top half of the third inning. Tanner Santarelli behind the plate for Hastings with Tyler Stender now on the mound. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside the strike zone. The count, two balls and one strike. Defensively, that's John Rivera over there at first base with Daniel Nealon at second. Salas is at shortstop, and Jake Steets over there at third base. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. So a base on ball is given up there by Tyler Stender. He heads down to first base. Isidro Carrizosa coming to the plate next for York. Runners are on at first and third place. This guy's from Phoenix, Arizona. 6 foot, 185 pounder, a junior for York. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low, taking the ball out of there as Santarelli as the mask comes off. Carrizosa is at third base here tonight for York. He entered the first inning as he flew out to a center field. There's one man out for the Panthers. They bat here in the third inning with a 6-0 lead over Hastings. Runners stay put as the pitch comes in there for a strike. One ball and one strike now to Carrizosa. Brett Wise would be next. Tyler Stender looking in for the sign from his catcher is Santarelli. There's a throw to the first base, and back in there standing up was Joe Garcia. Carrizosa at the plate here for the York Panthers. His batting average on the year is at 328. Glove in hand here in the right-hand batter's box. There's some off-speed stuff that's thrown in there. It's going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and one strike now to Carrizosa. He's got 39 base hits and 119 trips to the plate. Out of those 39 hits, he's got 12 base on balls, or actually 12 doubles, and one home run to his credit. As he takes the pitch down low for a ball here, three balls and one strike. Carrizosa has got 16 strikeouts. He has walked 19 times. He's ahead of the count now with three balls and one strike here with runners on at first and third base. Tyler Stender throws into the plate. That's going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. So the second straight walk here given up by Tyler Stender. And now Brent Wise comes to the plate next. Brent Wise to the plate next. He grounded out his first time up. So York threatening to plate some more runs here in this third inning. Ali Gaben leads things off with a double. Garcia got a walk. Carrizosa got a walk. Brent Wise comes up there next. Wise will bat from the right-hand side. And now the first baseman, John Rivera, will play in front of the runner down there at first. Carrizosa, as the ball is going to be fouled away on the first base side, out of play. Nothing and one to Brent Wise. Wise with a batting average of 361 so far this season. He's got one triple to his credit. Here's the next pitch. It's going to hit the left field. That's going to base hit. That's going to be a base hit as Tanner Neal picks it up out there. Gets it back to the infield. One run scores. Here comes the second one to the plate. And York plates another couple of runs here in this third inning of play. As Brent Wise singles down the line in the left field to produce another run here. That makes it an 8-0 ball game in favor of York. A bend comes in from third base on the play. Joe Garcia comes around to score as well. And runners are on now at first and second base. As Josh Knighton comes to the plate next. Knighton, he's about the only guy that hasn't done much here tonight in the batting order for York. 0 for 2. He's grounded out twice in the leadoff position here. So Brent Wise drives home a couple of runs with a hit down the line in left field. There's still only one bat out here in this third inning of play. Tyler Stender trying to get the Broncos off of the field here as he throws the next pitch low and away. And the count now is at 2 balls and 1 strike. Now the catcher, Santarelli, goes out with a couple of words with Tyler Stender. Looking ahead for York, they've got a 4-game series with Central Baptist coming up this weekend. They've got to Hastings again next week before they play Oklahoma Wesleyan to wrap up their conference season on the 27th and 28th. Next pitch is going to be fouled away, 2 balls and 2 strikes. This is a team that competes in the Midlands Collegiate Athletic Conference with the likes of Bellevue, Central Baptist out of Arkansas, Central Christian out of Kansas, the College of the Ozarks out of Missouri, and Oklahoma Wesleyan. Got a lot of time on the team bus. There's a ground ball towards second. Daniel Nealon goes to second base for one over the first base. That's going to be in time, a double play. So Hastings turns a double play to get out of the inning. A 4-6-3 double play here by Hastings to get out of this third inning of play. But York again comes back with a couple of more runs on the single down the line by Brent Wise. York out on top of Hastings as we move to the bottom of the third inning. It's now York 8, Hastings College nothing.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Online, anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today. And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
It's the Spring Integram Tire Sale featuring all Hankook tires on sale. Stop in for a free tire inspection and air pressure test. Get an oil, lube, and filter for only $22.88 plus tax and disposal. Graham Tire helps you protect your tire investment with a free alignment with every 4 tires purchased. That's a $75 value. Enjoy up to an additional $160 manufacturer's rebate with the purchase of select tires. See store for details. It's the Spring Integram Tire Sale through April 21st. Don't miss it. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field, Hastings trailing York by the score of 8-0 in college baseball action tonight. Busy night for Major League Baseball. One game is already final. Afternoon game played today in the National League. The Mets, actually the Braves, picking up a win over the New York Mets. Final score of 14-6. That one's the final score here tonight. Another game in the National League has just gone final as the Pittsburgh Pirates have beaten the Arizona Diamondbacks by a score of 2-1. Hastings batting here in the bottom half of the third inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight at Duncan. Trenton Neal, Daniel Nealon, Mike Tomlin coming up here for Hastings in the bottom half of the third to face Cody Brumbaugh. As the next pitch is going to be fouled away. They count nothing and 2 to Trenton Neal. He had a base on balls his first time up there in the first inning. Hastings so far with one base hit in this ball game. That was the double by Mike Tomlin back in the first. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. 1-2 the count. Brumbaugh so far with one strikeout. He's given up the one base hit. He walked 3 guys in the first inning, and then Hastings went down in order in inning number 2. 1 ball and 2 strikes here to Trenton Neal for the Broncos. Brumbaugh in his full windup. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Neal. So Trent Neal getting some time on the diamond here tonight, a sophomore out of Ogallala, 5'11", 170-pounder. Batting from the left-hand side as Brumbaugh comes with a 2-2 pitch. It's going to be down low. Ball gets away from the catcher, but nobody on the base pads right now for Hastings. And the count is at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3-2 the count. Cody Brumbaugh with 3 walks so far here in this ball game. He had walked 16 batters in 26 innings coming into this contest. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and Hastings gets a man on here in the third. The fourth walk in the ball game coming up here by Brumbaugh. Daniel Nealon comes to the plate next. Nealon hit a double play his first time up there. Nealon, a senior from Arvada, Colorado, 6 foot, 175 pounds, playing at second base here tonight. Nealon with a batting average so far this year of .233, leads the team in runs scored with 23. Waiting on the pitch by Brumbaugh. It's going to be a fastball that misses outside. One ball and no strikes. Nealon has got two triples to lead Hastings in that category. Hastings has got, seven triples so far this year. Nealon's got two of them. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. Another fastball from Cody Brumbaugh. 1-1 the count. Nealon has got 21 base hits and 90 trips to the plate with the five RBIs. No home runs. A couple of doubles and a couple of triples. Here's the next pitch. That ball's going to be hit to center. But standing in concrete, grabbing the ball out there will be Brent Wise, and makes the catch out there for the first out of this third inning. Daniel Nealon flies out to Brent Wise out in center field, who didn't have to move far out there. A step maybe. Mike Tomlin, the center fielder for Hastings, now comes to the plate. Tomlin will bat from the left side. He had a single back there in the first. He's got the only base hit for Hastings here in this ballgame. Man is on at first base. That's Trenton Neal after recording the walk to start off this inning. Mike Tomlin up there right now. There's a throw at the first base. Not in time. Diving back in there was Trenton Neal. Hastings stealing bases this year, 13 out of 19. Neal is 1 of 1 in that category. As the pitch comes to the plate in there for a strike on Mike Tomlin. No balls and one strike. So 13 out of 19 for Hastings stealing bases. Jake Steets is the leading base dealer. He's got three for Hastings so far this year. Here comes the next pitch. Took something off of that one, and it sails out wide for a ball. And they counted one ball and one strike to Tomlin. John Rivera would be next. Tomlin with a batting average of .286 so far this season. Tomlin waiting on the pitch here. Here it comes. It's going to be hit right toward third. Picked up there. Goes to second base for one over the first base. That's not in time. So they chop down the lead runner down there at the second base. And Mike Tomlin will get aboard with a fielder's choice here. So now there's two men out here in the inning. And John Rivera will come up there next. Isidro Carrizosa making the play on the ball there at the third base. Picks it up cleanly and gets the lead man out down there at the second base. There's the ball hit up through the middle. That's going to be a base hit. Picked up by Brent Wise. So John Rivera gets the second hit of the ball game for Hastings as he singles the center. Mike Tomlin moves down to second base on the play. Rivera is aboard at first. Now Mack Land comes up there next. Hastings went down in order in the second inning of play, had the bases loaded in the first after yielding five runs in the top half of the first inning and did not score. Hastings is now trailing by a score of 8-0 here in this ball game, a non-conference affair here at Duncan. Mack Land comes up there. He had a base on balls back there in the first inning. No bat from the right-hand side. Here comes the pitch by Cody Brumbaugh. It's going to be outside and a little bit high there. One ball and no strikes to Mack Land. Land had three base hits in the second ball game against Briarcliff yesterday up in Sioux City. Batting average now at .245 on the season. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside and down low for another ball. Two balls and no strikes. Nobody up and throwing right now for York down in the first base bullpen. Brumbaugh's went all the way so far. He's in the third inning of play here for the Panthers. Runners on at first and second. John Rivera is on at first base. Tomlin is on at second. Two men out. Here's the next pitch. He's going to be in there for a strike on Land. Two balls and one strike. Land leads the team in strikeouts this week. He's got 26 of them. Six base on balls. No home runs and eight RBIs. Land trying to get some damage done here in the third inning of play with a base runner on at second. The count here at the plate is at two balls and one strike. Here comes the next pitch by Brumbaugh. Swung on and foul tap. And the count now is at 2-2 to Mack Land. Jake Steets would be next. Boston Red Sox leading the Texas Rangers 2-1. They're in the top half of the third inning in Major League Baseball tonight. Bottom of the second is the Twins over the Yankees 4-3. Bottom of the third, Tampa Bay leading the Toronto Blue Jays 3-2. Rest of the action coming up tonight in the American League. Now the pitcher, Cody Brumbaugh, walks off the rubber and looks towards second base. Tomlin back into the bag there. Brumbaugh climbs on top of the hill again. He's got a sign to his belt as he looks at the runner at second. Throws one to the plate. The ball's going to be fouled away. First base side down the line. Got remains of two balls and two strikes. National League scores. Pirates over the Diamondbacks. That's a final 2-1. Middle of the fourth, the Astros leading the Nationals 1-0. Top of the fourth, the Marlins over the Cubbies by the score of 4-0. Rest of the action is tonight. And again, the Braves beating the Mets this afternoon, 14-6. 8-0 here, York with the lead. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. It's going to be a called third strike in the outside corner, the second time that Hastings has been caught looking to end the inning. As Mack Land strikes out here in this ballgame, the second strikeout in the contest for Cody Brumbaugh. Both were on called third strikes to end the inning. One to Mack Land here in the third, and the other one to Jake Steets in the first. So Hastings comes up empty here in the third inning of play. They score no runs on one base hit, no errors on York, and two men left on base. We go to the fourth inning of play with a score, York 8, Hastings College nothing.
This is Lauren Winkelbauer of Winkelbauer Photography. Join us each Wednesday morning at 5 before 9 as we salute area couples celebrating their anniversary. One lucky couple will win a free 8x10 portrait. Submit your friends and family by calling us at 462-4171. It's the Winkelbauer Anniversary Couple of the Week program, Wednesdays at 8:55 on 1230 KHAS.
Did you know the water that goes down your storm drain doesn't get cleaned or treated? It goes directly into our rivers and lakes. Check out NebraskaH2O.org for tips on how to wash your car, clean up after your pets, or to report someone dumping pollutants down a storm drain. For more information, check out NebraskaH2O.org or call 877-796-6835 to report someone dumping pollutants. Nebraska H2O, our water, our responsibility.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field with Hastings College Baseball here tonight from 1230 KHAS. York scoring five runs in the first inning of play. They scored one in the second. They've got two in the third. Hastings has been shut out so far. 8-0 is the score. A pitcher now for the Broncos, number two used tonight, Tyler Stender, comes back out. He'll throw in this fourth inning of play. Zach Garcia is the guy coming to the plate here for York, and he takes his strike here. So one ball and one strike to Zach Garcia. He is the shortstop. This is his third time he's been up here already. We're in the fourth inning. Reached on an error. He's had a single so far in this contest, so he's one for two. He takes his strike here. One ball and two strikes. Zach Garcia up here for York. Batting average of 343. As he pops this one up, third base side. Foul territory, going over and making the catch is going to be Jake Steets in foul territory. So Garcia fouls out to the third baseman to begin this fourth. Brett Nathan comes to the plate next. Nathan is two for two so far here in this contest. A double and a single. A couple of RBIs. Batting in the number three position here tonight. So Brett Nathan comes to the plate now for York in the fourth. Nathan with a 314 batting average to start the day. He takes a strike here. No balls and one strike. Nathan leads the team in at-bats, leads the team in home runs and in RBIs. 12 home runs so far this year. There's a ball drilled to center field. That's going to be a base hit. Whistles right on by the shortstop there, Gabe Salas. Now Brett Nathan gets his third base hit of the ball game as he singles the center. Isaac Overmiller comes up there next. Now we're going to have a courtesy runner down there at first base. Coming out is going to be Rocco Sorelli. Sorelli is 5'10", 180-pounder, a junior from Scottsdale, Arizona. He will run down there for Brent Nathan at first base. So Sorelli comes out there as a courtesy runner. That was Isaac Overmiller, will come to the plate here for York. Overmiller had a triple in the first inning that produced a run. He struck out in the second. So he is 1-for-2 so far today. Up there for the third time here in the fourth inning of play. Wears number 15 in that blue jersey here for the Panthers. Probably out of Grand Island. So Cirelli is on at first base. The pitch is going to be down low for a ball there as Overmiller was attempting to bunt, or at least he squared around to do so. Takes the pitch down low. One ball and no strikes on Isaac Overmiller. 6'2", 225-pound senior from Grand Island. The throw over the first base not in time as Cirelli is back in there. Hastings defensively with Steets over there at third base and Gabe Salas at shortstop. Daniel Nealon at second base and John Rivera at first. Next pitch is going to be hit on the ground. He gets through there for a base hit in the right field. Picked up by Taylor Ginn around the bag at second and then putting on the brakes and heading back is going to be Cirelli. And another base hit here by the York Panthers as Isaac Overmiller singles the right field. Cirelli moves down to second on the play and now Alec Abend comes out there next. He is the designated hitter. There's one man out here in the fourth inning, and York has got runners on at first and second base. A bend so far in the ball game. He's got a walk, and he's got a double. Scored two runs. So a bend is out there now for York. Started the day with a batting average of .308. Here's the pitch to the plate by Stender. That's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Nothing in one. Another pitcher starting to warm up for Hastings down in the third base bullpen. Eric Antilla got to start tonight, a freshman for Hastings College, and he lasted the first two innings. There's the ball hit right by the third baseman, Steets, off of his glove in the left field. Picked up by Neal, digging for the plate, and scoring in the play is going to be Brett Nathan. And York goes out on top now by a score of 9-0. Nathan comes around from second base to score. That's going to be an error and a tough one chalked up there on the third baseman for Hastings, Jake Steets. That was a hard hit ball, but it was off of his glove in the left field. Neal picks it up there. Overmiller runs down to second base on the play. A bend is at first. Scoring in the play is Brent Nathan, so now York has scored in every inning so far. And now coming to the plate will be Camarena, the catcher. Eduardo Camarena comes to the plate here. That's the 10th base hit of the ball game so far for York. So runners are on at first and second base now. A bend is on at first, and Overmiller is on at second base. Stender working from the stretch here. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes now to the catcher for York, Eduardo Camarena. Joe Garcia will be next. Lots of folks out here tonight for the ball game. Non-conference affair tonight, but Hastings not had a whole lot to cheer about. There's another ball hit to Steets at third. Goes over to second base for one over to first base. That's going to be in time, and the Broncos turn a double play to get out of the inning. So Jake Steets had an error earlier, but that one he got revenge as he goes to second base for one over to first base for the second one, and Hastings turns their second double play in this ball game to get out of the inning, but not before York scores another run. One run on a couple of base hits here in this inning. One error on Hastings, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth now with a score. Hastings trailing York. It's the Panthers 9, the Broncos nothing.
Who would have thought that at last year's Taste of Home Cooking School, Guy Klinzig would burst out of the kitchen dressed as Elvis?
Born through a party in the county.
Or that there would be not one, but two culinary experts. What might happen this year? Guy knows, and he ain't telling. But we can tell you that this year, Russ's Market and Ken's Appliance are the presenting sponsors April 26th at the Adamson County Fairgrounds. That B&B Carpet of Donovan is giving away a $1,000 gift certificate, and the first 500 in the door are guaranteed a recyclable swag bag with dozens of goodies. Brought to you by the City of Hastings. Allen's of Hastings sponsors the VIP tickets, which includes upfront seats and an autographed Taste of Home cookbook. And, oh yeah, now over 50 displays and booths, plus a food court. Log on to tasteofhomehastings.com for ticket locations. That's tasteofhomehastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco Cirelli is going to be playing in the outfield now. He'll be in left field for Brett Nathan, who comes out of the ball game. So Cirelli, after running there in that last half of an inning, now is inserted into the ball game here defensively for York. Cody Brumbaugh comes out and throws here for the Panthers in inning number four. So far, he's given up just two base hits in the ball game. He has struck out two. He has walked four. And he is out to a 9-0 lead here over Hastings College as the Broncos bat in the bottom half of the fourth inning. This one scheduled for nine here tonight. Jake Steets, the scheduled hitter here for Hastings to start off the fourth inning of play. Taylor Ginn would follow him. As the pitch comes to the plate, it's going to be in there for a strike on Jake Steets. Steets struck out in inning number one to end things for the Broncos after Hastings had the bases loaded. So he's 0 for 1 so far tonight. Steets digs back in and fouls away the next pitch, nothing and two. Steets playing at third base here tonight. Batting average on the season for Steets coming into this ball game was .293. 12 RBIs. He's got one home run. Cody Brumbaugh looking for the sign. He's got it. Here's the full windup, and the pitch swung out and missed, and he strikes out. Strikeout number three in the ball game. The second time Jake Steets is went down here in this one. Taylor Ginn comes up there next. Have a busy night on the old train tracks here. Taylor Ginn comes up there next. He flew out to right field his first time up. He's playing out in right field defensively for Hastings here tonight. Ginn with a batting average of just .133 on the season. Takes a look at that pitch there. A little check swing. And then they look down at the first base umpire and says, no, he did not go around with it. So it's one ball and no strikes. Ginn has got four base hits and 30 trips to the plate so far for Hastings College this year. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be right down the pipe there, 1-1. Hastings with a couple more road games coming up this weekend. Two games on Saturday at Mount Marty, and then they'll play two games on Sunday in Mitchell, South Dakota. And they're shaping up to be some big ball games there this weekend. Hastings trying to fight their way back into the conference scene here. The top eight teams in the GPAC standings will move on to the postseason tournament the following week. Hastings currently in a three-way tie for the final spot with Mount Marty and Midland. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and now they count at one ball and two strikes. When we talked to Jim Bovee before the ball game tonight, he thought Hastings would have to go 6-2 the final 2 weeks of the regular season to have a shot at getting into the postseason tournament. There's a ball in the center field. That's going to be a base hit. Nearly took Brumbaugh's head off on the pitcher's mound. Hard hit ball back up the middle by Taylor Ginn. So Hastings records their third base hit of the ball game. Now Gabe Salas comes up there next. Salas grounded out his first time up there in inning number two. So Hastings has now been out hit 10-3 in the ball game. They've been out scored 9-0. As Salas will try to change that right here. The shortstop for the Broncos, 0-1 so far tonight. Taylor Ginn will sneak away from the bag at first base. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Salas. So Hastings will have to go 6-2 in the next 2 weeks in their conference games to have a shot at getting into the postseason tournament. Of those eight games, two of them are against the conference leaders in Doan. There's a ball hit toward shortstop. Garcia goes over, touches the bag at second for one over the first base in time, and a double play. So a double play turn there by the York Panthers. That's their first double play of the ball game. And Hastings comes up empty again here in the fourth. No runs, a base hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the fifth inning with a score. York 9, Hastings College nothing.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Seely's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
It's the Spring into Graham Tire Sale featuring all Hankook tires on sale. Stop in for a free tire inspection and air pressure test. Get an oil, lube, and filter for only $22.88 plus tax and disposal. Graham Tire helps you protect your tire investment with a free alignment with every four tires purchased. That's a $75 value. Enjoy up to an additional $160 manufacturer's rebate with the purchase of select tires. See store for details. It's the Spring into Graham Tire Sale through April 21st. Don't miss it. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings with another new pitcher coming out there. Matt Bennett is going to see some time on the hill now for the Broncos. Bennett is a freshman, 6'1", 180-pounder out of Denver. He replaces Tyler Stender, who pitched two innings there tonight. So Bennett is out there now. He'll throw here in inning number five. Bennett is 0-2 on the season. He has thrown just eight innings, giving up 13 hits and 12 runs. 12 of those have been earned, seven base on balls, seven strikeouts. ERA is sitting at 13.50. Teams are batting 351 against him. So some youngsters getting a chance to throw here for Hastings College in this midweek ball game. And it's against a team that has been clubbing them all over the place. 10 base hits there for York. 9 runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Panthers. No runs, 3 hits, 2 errors for Hastings. York has left 3. Hastings has left 5. Joe Garcia to the plate, first of all, here for York. And we got a new batter in there as well. He fouls away the first pitch. He's going to be caught over there by Garcia at the first base. So batting there for York was a pinch hitter. That was Wilfredo Rodriguez. So Rodriguez fouls out here in inning number 5. Fouls out to the first baseman and John Rivera. So there's one bat out. Isidro Carrizosa comes to the plate next here for York. Makes a pitch down low for a ball. Here's the second one also in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes. Carrizosa so far, he is 0-1. He's flown out to a center field and he has walked. We'll check on the first base when York comes back out of the diamond here for defense as Rodriguez was batting there for Garcia. There's the ball hit to a shortstop. Salas has got it. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time to record the out on Carrizosa. So two men up, two men down here for York in the fifth. York has scored in every inning so far. They had 5 runs in the first inning, 1 in the second. They scored 2 in the third and 1 in the fourth. Hastings has been unable to shut the floodgates down here. Brent Wise comes to the plate next. He had a 2-run single back there in the third, grounded out in inning number 2. So he is 1-for-2 so far tonight. York is out on top by a score of 9-0 over Hastings. Here's the pitch. It's swung out and missed there by Wise. 0-1. So Bennett is out there now for Hastings College. Product from Denver, Colorado. Went to Denver Academy School out there. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. 0-2. The Brent Wise, if he gets the board, Josh Knighton, the second baseman, is in the on-deck circle. He would come to bat here for the Panthers. Here comes the next pitch by Bennett. That's going to be down low for a ball here. 1-2. So Bennett, a freshman. Also starting the night tonight was Eric Antilla. He was a freshman for Hastings College. And sandwiched in between was Tyler Stender. There's Tyler Stender. He was a sophomore for Hastings. So the Broncos have used 3 pitchers so far to get through the first 4 2/3 innings. The count on Wise is 2-2. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It is now full of 3-2. York 28-15 on the season. They were preseason ranked number 22 before the baseball season got started this year. receiving votes in the latest poll this week in college baseball action. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit towards center. That's going to get down for a base hit. Picked up out there by Tomlin for Hastings. So Brett Wise gets his second base hit of the ball game. And York continues to put base runners on the pads here in this ball game. Josh Knighton comes to the plate next. Knighton, he is 0 for 3 so far in this ball game. Been the only guy out of the original starting lineup here that has failed to reach base in this ball game. He's the leadoff hitter. Knighton has grounded out twice. He's entered into a double play up there for the fourth time here in inning number 5. He takes a pitch down low here from Bennett. And the count is at 1-0. Bennett bats from the right-hand side. Right-handed thrower here in Matt Bennett for Hastings. Runners on at first base, taking the lead down there. Stays put as the ball is going to be hit to center field again. Mike Tomlin comes on. He can't make the catch. That's going to be a base hit. So back-to-back singles here for York. Runners are on at first and second base. Wise moves down to second in the play. Josh Knight gets his first base hit of the ball game as he is aboard. Now coming to the plate next is going to be Zach Garcia. He is the shortstop. Garcia reached on an error back in the first inning of play and came around to score. Had a single in the second. And he fouled out to the third baseman in inning number 4. Here comes the pitch here by Bennett. That ball is going to be fouled away on the third base side. Out of play. So nothing and one to Zach Garcia. 343 batting average for Garcia to start off the ball game here tonight. Leads the team in runs scored. He's got 41. That's from the left-hand side here, working against the righty and Matt Bennett. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-1 now to Zach Garcia. 46 base hits and 134 trips to the plate here for Garcia. He's got 10 doubles to his credit, a couple of home runs, 31 RBIs. Next pitch is swung on, hit right back to the mound. Knocked down there by Bennett. Now he has to locate the ball. He does. Throws it to first base. That's in time. Hit right back to Bennett. He had to go off of his leg. He had to find the ball. Finally picks it up in the grassy portion of the infield and gets it over to first baseman John Rivera to record the out. So, again, York threatens here in the fifth, but they come up empty for the first time here tonight. They scored no runs here in the fifth inning. No runs on a couple of base hits. No errors on Hastings. Two men left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth with a score, York 9, Hastings College nothing.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
This is Lauren Winkelbauer of Winkelbauer Photography. Join us each Wednesday morning at 5 before 9 as we salute area couples celebrating their anniversary. One lucky couple will win a free 8x10 portrait. Submit your friends and family by calling us at 462-4171. It's the Winkelbauer Anniversary Couple of the Week program, Wednesdays at 8:55 on 1230 KHAS.
1230 KHAS.
So the York Panthers have a new pitcher coming out here in the fifth inning. Reed Van Western will come out here, 6'2", 195-pounder from Alexandria, Nebraska. Reed Van Western comes out now for York. He will throw in inning number 5 here for the Panthers. His ERA is at 5.73 so far this year. No wins and no losses. No saves. He's throwing 11 innings. 14 base hits and 8 runs. 7 of those have been earned. 5 base on balls, 7 strikeouts. Team's batting .286 against him. So Cody Brumbaugh goes the first 4 innings here tonight. Did a great job for York. He is currently 4-0 in the season, and he's well on his way to maybe picking up his 5th win here tonight. If York can hold the lead here, he goes four innings, gives up no runs, three base hits, three strikeouts, four walks. So Reed Van Western is the second pitcher used by the York Panthers here in this ballgame. As Hastings will come to bat in inning number five, this one's scheduled for nine tonight. York has got the lead. Santorelli sends the first pitch to right field, and it's going to be caught there by Taylor, by the right fielder for York. That's Isaac Obermiller. So Santorelli flies out to the right fielder and Isaac Obermiller to begin the fifth inning of play. And now Trenton Neal comes up there next. Trenton Neal so far in the ballgame has walked twice. So Reed Van Western is the new pitcher here for the York Panthers. He's a right-handed thrower. He offers one to the plate there, a strike on Trenton Neal for Hastings. Neal is the left fielder here for the Broncos tonight defensively. Hastings with only three base hits in the ball game here. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. And the count is at one ball and one strike down to Trenton Neal. Daniel Nealon will follow him. Mike Tomlin would come to the plate if Hastings gets something going here. Hits have been far and in between here for the Bronco offense against this pitching staff for York. Here's the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. As tough as Brumbaugh has been tonight, York as a staff has an ERA of 5.03. But it's a team that puts a lot of pressure on you offensively. They can score so many runs. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. And Neal's now looking at a count of two balls and two strikes. Hastings in their white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. York is in their gray pants with their blue tops with their blue caps here tonight. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. That ball is going to be hit to the left side, picked up there by the third baseman across the diamond. It's going to be in time as Carrizosa gets the ball over there to Joe Garcia to record the out. So Trenton Neal grounds out to the third baseman, Isidro Carrizosa. And now Daniel Nealon comes to the plate next. Hastings had only one man at third base tonight. That was back in the first inning. It's been a lonely evening so far for the head coach and the third base coach down there for Hastings, Jim Bovey. Here comes the next pitch. Van Western throws a fastball that stays out wide for a ball. One ball and no strikes here to Daniel Nealon. Nealon hit into a double play in the first inning. Flew out to center field in inning number three, so he is 0 for 2 tonight. Next pitch is going to be lifted up out in the right field. Obermiller over toward the line. They grab it, crosses the chalk out there, and he makes the catch. So Daniel Nealon officially fouls out to the right fielder out there, Isaac Obermiller, and Hastings goes down in order here in the fifth inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the sixth with a score, York 9, Hastings College nothing.
Every Royals baseball broadcast on the Breeze 94.5 includes games within the game, like the Gary Michaels Royals Baseball Quiz. A different question every game. Answer correctly by sending an email to royals945 at kliqfm.com. The first correct answer qualifies for a weekly prize of a $50 gift card to Gary Michaels Clothing in downtown Hastings. Weekly winners become qualifiers for an end-of-season $300 Gary Michaels Shopping Spree. Gary Michaels Royals Quiz. Only when you catch the Royals on 94.5 FM.
It's time for CPI Mr. Tire's Tire Sale. The Mastercraft Strategy is long wearing, quiet riding, and on sale starting at $85 each. The Cooper CS4 Touring has all-weather dependability and starting at only $90 each. The Cooper Discoverer AT3 gives you stability for your light truck starting at $125 each. CPI Mr. Tire includes free mounting, balancing, rotation, and road hazard warranty, and they're close to you all across central Nebraska.
KHAS.
Hastings College trailing here by the score of 9-0. Taylor Ginn is now going to play third base for Hastings College. And going out in right field for the Broncos is going to be Connor Thomas. We're going to see a lot of shuffling here in the final couple of innings. We're trying to keep things squared away here. Hastings trailing by a score of 9-0, but now hit 12-3 by York. As the Panthers come to bat now here in this sixth inning of play. And coming to the plate is going to be Rocco Cirilli. He's now in left field for York. He came on the run there in the fourth inning of play. Now he's up there for the first time here tonight in this sixth inning. And there's the pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Matt Bennett stays out there for Hastings College. Eric Antilla started things off for the Broncos. He threw two innings. Tyler Stender came on, and he threw two innings as well. Now we're in the sixth inning here as the ball is going to be lifted out to a center field, and it's going to be retrieved out there by Mike Tomlin of Hastings. So Cirilli will fly out to the center fielder here in the sixth inning, and now Isaac Overmiller is scheduled up there next, but we're going to have a new guy come up here. It's going to be a James Didier comes up there now for Overmiller. He will bat here in the sixth inning of play. So the head coach for York and Harlan making some subs here late in the ball game here in the sixth as Didier comes to the plate next here for York. Takes a pitch. It's outside for ball. 1-0 the count. Didier has a batting average of 176. So far this season, takes a pitch outside the strike zone here at 2-0 the count. He's got three base hits and 17 trips to the plate. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be popped up here behind the plate. Coming back is going to be Santarelli toward the screen, and it just gets by the screen into the seats here. The count goes to two balls and one strike. Bronco baseball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. It's been a long night for the Broncos. Hastings has dropped their last 5 out of 6 games all on the road. It's been 2 weeks since we've had Hastings here at home. It's been a tough go here tonight against York. There's a ground ball toward third, picked up there by Ginn, but it's in foul territory. Hastings has actually dropped 7 out of their last 8 ball games. Lost their final 2 games to Midland here at Duncan before they went on that 2-week road swing. The road was not kind to Hastings. They dropped 5 out of 6 on the road. There's the ball hit by the third baseman again. It's going to be in foul territory. And they counted 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings back on the road this weekend. All-important series against the Mount Barty and then Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings needs to go 6-2 down the stretch here in the final 2 weeks to secure a berth in the GPAC postseason tournament. There's a ground ball towards short. Salas has got it. Goes over to first. That's in time. So 2 up, 2 down here for the York Panthers in this sixth inning of play. And now we're going to see coming to the plate, number 9. It's going to be Alec. Alec Ben's going to come to the plate next. He's the designated hitter. He's been in there all night long. Had a base on balls in the first inning. Had a double in the third. Reached on an error in inning number 4. Very first pitch he sees here is going to send that one out to right field. Under it is going to be Connor Thomas, and he makes the catch. And York goes down in order here in inning number 6. So the Panthers scored no runs on no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth. With a score, York 9, Hastings nothing.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
So James Didier comes in. He'll play in right field. Now for York, Wilfredo Rodriguez is going to be your first baseman. Hastings is trailing in the ball game by a score of 9-0. Our internet service here at the ballpark tonight, courtesy of Blue Force Broadband, provided by Glenwood Wireless. They've been serving Central Nebraska for over 50 years. For more information, email info@shopglenwood.net. Or you can call 866-756-4746. That's Glenwood Wireless. Hastings batting now here in the sixth inning of play, trailing by a score of 9-0. There's a fly ball toward right. Didier goes over. He can't make the catch. Mike Tomlin is on his way to second base, and he's going to be in there. A stand-up double for Mike Tomlin to get things started for Hastings here in the sixth. So James Didier just came in there defensively for York. Chases down that ball. Nicely hit by Mike Tomlin. Tomlin gets the fourth base hit of the ball game here for Hastings, and it occurs here in the sixth inning, and now Tomlin will check out of the ball game, and Hastings will have a courtesy runner out there now at second base. Coming in to run at second for Hastings will be Adam Brown. Adam Brown, a sophomore from Grand Island Central Catholic, is going to run down there at the second base for Hastings. So Brown is aboard. John Rivera is scheduled up there next, and he will come to the plate for the Broncos. Hastings batting in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Have not had a whole lot to cheer about here in this ball game tonight. There's a pitch to John Rivera. It's going to be up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Only one man has reached third base here in this ball game. That was Tomlin back there in the first. Hastings had a chance to plate some runs in the first inning, but they left the bases loaded after they gave up five runs in the top half of the first inning. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. You get the picture. York has really dominated this one here tonight. Two balls and no strikes. Two and oh the count here with Brown down there at the second base for Hastings College. And here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. Reed Van Western is your pitcher as he comes back out for his second inning of relief. A junior from Alexandria, Nebraska. Got the Broncos to go down in order in inning number five. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low. And the count is at three balls and one strike. So Hastings needs some base runners and a lot of them here in the final stages of this ball game to get back into things here. 9-0 the score as York scores five runs in the first inning, and they have not let up here tonight. Here comes a 3-1 pitch to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. So now three balls and two strikes here to John Rivera of Hastings. Rivera playing at first base here tonight for the Broncos. Rivera started the day with a batting average of .327. Reed Van Western is a right-handed thrower. Right-handed hitter up here for Hastings and John Rivera. Waiting on the pitch. Van Western is at the belt. Here comes the throw to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. His first walk of the ball game. So Rivera is aboard at first base. Mike Tomlin is on at second base. Mac Land comes to the plate next. Now we're going to have another courtesy runner over there at the first base. That's Drew Clark. Drew Clark is going to come out and run now at first. 6'1", 200-pounder from Westminster, Colorado. So Drew Clark is out there now at first base. We'll see, some of these guys are probably going to be in there defensively for Hastings in the seventh. Mac Land comes out there now for Hastings. Land had a walk in the first inning of play. He struck out in the third, so he's 0-1 so far tonight. Land takes a look at a pitch there from Reed Van Western. That's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Mac Land. Land started the day with a batting average of .245, well below what he anticipated here this year. He was a force for us last year at the plate, well over .300 last year. Struggling a little bit here this year at .245. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and it's now one ball and one strike to Mac Land. Hastings with base runners on at first and second base here in the sixth inning of play. A double and a walk to get things started here in the sixth for the Broncos. Reed Van Western looking at second base will offer one to the plate. Some off-speed stuff and a swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes. Connor Thomas in the on-deck circle here for Hastings. Thomas is playing at right field now for the Broncos. Thomas will get his first official at-bat coming up here. Nobody out here in the sixth inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be tapped right back to the mound. The second base for one over the first base. Nope, no throw from the shortstop there. A good hard slide down there at the second base. So Mack Land is going to get aboard here on a fielder's choice. Moving over to third base in the play for Hastings will be Brown. We're going to have one man out. Now runners are on at first and third base. As Drew Clark is thrown out down there at second base. So runners are on at first and third. There is one man out here in the sixth inning, and now coming to the plate will be Connor Thomas. Thomas batting here in the sixth inning of play. Thomas so far this year has a batting average for Hastings at 243. And a high fastball there and a swing and a miss from Connor. He's behind on the count at nothing and one. Connor so far this year has got 17 base hits and 70 trips to the plate. Nine RBIs. He's got a couple of triples to his credit so far this year. 22 strikeouts, 12 base on balls. Next pitch is going to be down low and the ball dug out of the dirt there. That count goes to one ball and one strike here to Connor Thomas. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 9-0. Here's Reed Van Western from the stretch, and his pitch to the plate is going to be in there for another strike. Thomas now behind on the count of one ball and two strikes. Taylor Ginn, who's now over at third base, is scheduled up there next for Hastings College. Reed Van Western from the belt, quick throw to the first base, diving back in there is going to be Mack Land. Bronco baseball for you tonight. You're on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings trying to right the ship here tonight, but so far it's been a tough go here. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. No, it's going to be a strike, and he strikes him out. Thomas strikes out of the ballgame, the first strikeout of the contest here by Reed Van Western. So he's got a strikeout. He's got a walk so far since coming on in relief in the last inning. Taylor Ginn comes up there next. He's the third baseman for Hastings. Starting out in right field. He flew out to right field his first time up and had a single in the fourth, so he's one for two tonight. Seeing some playing time for head coach Jim Bovey. He fouls away this first pitch. Nothing and one. Ginn started the day with a batting average of just 133 at four base hits in 30 trips to the plate. As this game got started here this afternoon, we're in the sixth inning of play. All York here tonight. Hastings still with a goose egg on the scoreboard. There's the next pitch. It's swung on and missed. No balls and two strikes. Hastings has a base runner at third for just the second time here tonight. Also got one across the diamond at first base. No balls and two strikes here to Taylor Ginn. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. Dug out of the dirt there by Camarena, the catcher for York. So Ginn now looking at a count of one ball and two strikes. Gabe Salas would be next here for Hastings College if Ginn can get aboard here. Hastings now with four base hits in the ball game. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. And Ginn has worked the count to two balls and two strikes here in the sixth inning of play. Eric Antilla started for Hastings College tonight. Tyler Stender has been on the mound. Matt Bennett is throwing the last two innings for Hastings. A couple of pitchers used by York as well. Brumbaugh, now Reed Van Western. As the next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count remains at two balls and two strikes. Hastings will face York again next week. This time they'll play the ball game in York. That'll be another midweek game here. And the two teams will finish up their respective conference seasons the following weekend. Hastings will have games next week against conference leading Doan and also Concordia to wrap up their conference season. Next pitch is swung on and missed, and Hastings is out of the sixth inning of play. A couple of strikeouts to end the sixth inning here for Reed Van Western and the York Panthers. Hastings again pitches the goose egg on the scoreboard. No runs on one base hit, no errors, and two men left on base. We go to the seventh inning with a score, York 9, Hastings College nothing.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today. And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
It's a bat, a ball, and about 40 of the greatest baseball players in the majors. The MLB All-Star Game is in Kansas City this summer. And The Breeze, 94.5 FM, and Ben Engel Construction can put you in the stand. Just text Royals 945 to 90210 for a chance to win Royals tickets and maybe the All-Star Game. Text Royals 945 is brought to you by Ben Engel Construction. The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
1230 KHAS.
So Adam Brown is now out in center field for Hastings College, replacing Mike Tomlin. Drew Clark is over at first base, replacing John Rivera. Coming back out to at least start this seventh inning of play on the mound for Hastings is going to be Matt Bennett. Hastings is trailing in the ball game by a score of 9-0. Their next conference game will be coming up on Saturday in Yankton, South Dakota against Mount Marty. Hastings will play two games there. Then they'll head over to Mitchell, South Dakota on Sunday and play two games against Dakota Wesleyan. Then back home next week. Games on Thursday and Friday next week. Thursday we'll see the conference-leading Doane College Tigers in here. And then on Friday we'll wrap up the conference season with a couple of games against Concordia. And Hastings needs to go 6-2 down the stretch here, probably to get into the conference tournament, which starts the following week. So Camarena comes to the plate next for York here in the seventh inning. He's the catcher. Had a two-run double to get things started in the first inning for York. Had a single in the third, hit into a double play in the fourth, so he's 2-for-3 tonight. As he hits that ball right to Salas at shortstop, and it's off of his glove and into a left fielder. Actually, Hastings now has Creighton Leaf into the ball game. Creighton Leaf is into the ball game. Now it's shortstop, and that's going to be an error chalked up there on Hastings College. So Alfredo Rodriguez comes to the plate next. So Creighton Leaf is in there now for Hastings at shortstop. He's another freshman, 155-pounder, 5'9" from Concordia, Kansas. And his first chance here in this ball game, he records an error to start off the seventh inning. So this is Rodriguez to the plate next. He's batting here in the seventh inning. Batting for the first time here tonight. There's a throw on the first base that's not in time. Score sheet's going to look like the national disaster here tonight when we get done with this thing. Lots of teams playing, or both teams playing, lots of folks here in this one. Next pitch is going to be a swung on, a slow roller to third, and it's going to be mishandled there by Taylor again, and everybody's going to be safe again. So now the true freshman seeing some playing time here, and we're seeing the results. A couple of errors to chalk up to get things started here in the seventh inning. And now Carrizosa comes to the plate next. Carrizosa is the third baseman. He has walked once and he has struck out. Nope, he's walked once and he has flown out to center field and he's grounded out so far tonight. He's 0-for-2 officially. So now York has got base runners on at first and second base. As Bennett goes to work here, he throws a pitch that's going to be outside the strike zone. One ball and no strikes. Temperature was 68 degrees at game time here tonight. Very enjoyable night for some ice, or for some college baseball action. There's a strike there in the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Hastings with four errors so far in this ball game. York has got 12 base hits. They're going to have to dig deep to find something that's positive coming out of this thing. There's the next pitch. It's going to be up over the head and behind the batter in the Carrizosa. And now the count goes to two balls and one strike. This is not the outing that Hastings was expecting here tonight. Two balls and one strike with nobody out here in the seventh inning. There's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes now. Brent Wise is scheduled up next. He's out in front of the dugout taking some practice swings, so it would appear that he would come to bat here in the seventh inning. Nobody out here for the Panthers. Here's the next pitch there. It's way outside. 3-2 the count now to Carrizosa. He's a junior out of Phoenix, Arizona. 185-pounder at 6 foot. Digs in from the right-hand side here with runners on at first and second base for York, already leading in the ball game by a score of 9-0. Here comes a 3-2 pitch outside for a ball. He walks him. So that's the first walk given up there by Matt Bennett. Now the bases are loaded with nobody out here in the seventh. Brent Wise comes to the plate next. Wise started the day with a batting average of .361. He's done some damage here in this one. He's got a couple of base hits, a couple of singles, a couple of RBIs, and he has grounded out once. Now he's got a chance to do some damage here in this seventh inning. There's a fastball that's going to be in there for a strike. About letter high, no balls and one strike on Brent Wise. He's got four home runs so far this year, 21 RBIs. He's also got a triple, eight doubles, 26 base hits, and 72 trips to the plate. He takes another strike there, a breaking pitch thrown by Matt Bennett. And Brent Wise is behind the count, no balls and two strikes. York, a team that came in here with a mark of 28-15. 7-5 in their Midlands Collegiate Athletic Conference. Hastings struggling at best, 11-27, their record, 4-8 in the conference. Here comes the 0-2 pitch now by Bennett as that ball is going to be lifted up to the outfield. Adam Brown, the center fielder, is going to make the catch here. The runner is going to tag at third base. Here he comes, and it's going to be cut off as the throw comes in from Adam Brown. And Brent Wise does his job as he flies out to center field. Coming in, the score is going to be Camarena. Now it's a 10-0 ball game in favor of York. Runners stay put at first and second base, respectively. So now there's one man out of the inning. And now Jim Bovey is going to make his way out to the pitcher's mound. I think we're going to have another pitcher coming out there for Hastings College. So the night is going to be over for Matt Bennett. So coming out next for Hastings out of the bullpen will be Patrick Williamson. We will take a break as Williamson will warm up out there in the pitcher's mound for Hastings as Bennett leaves, trailing by a score of 10-0. We'll take a break. You're listening to Bronco Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
Who would have thought that at last year's Taste of Home Cooking School, Guy Klinzig would burst out of the kitchen dressed as Elvis?
Born through a party in the county.
Or that there would be not one, but two culinary experts. What might happen this year? Guy knows, and he ain't telling. But we can tell you that this year, Russ's Market and Ken's Appliance are the presenting sponsors April 26th at the Adamson County Fairgrounds. That B&B Carpet of Donovan is giving away a $1,000 gift certificate, and the first 500 in the door are guaranteed a recyclable swag bag with dozens of goodies. Brought to you by the City of Hastings. Allen's of Hastings sponsors the VIP tickets, which includes upfront seats and an autographed Taste of Home cookbook. And, oh yeah, now over 50 displays and booths, plus a food court. Log on to tasteofhomehastings.com for ticket locations. That's tasteofhomehastings.com.
It's the Spring into Graham Tire Sale featuring all Hankook tires on sale. Stop in for a free tire inspection and air pressure test. Get an oil, lube, and filter for only $22.88 plus tax and disposal. Graham Tire helps you protect your tire investment with a free alignment with every four tires purchased. That's a $75 value. Enjoy up to an additional $160 manufacturer's rebate with the purchase of select tires. See store for details. It's the Spring into Graham Tire Sale through April 21st. Don't miss it. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
1230 KHAS.
So Patrick Williamson is the next pitcher to be used by the Broncos tonight. His record is at 1 win, 2 losses on the season. He's thrown 16 in the third innings, giving up 14 hits, 11 runs, one of those earned, 4 base on balls, and 13 strikeouts. His ERA is .55. Team's batting just .222 against him. So Patrick Williamson comes out of the bullpen now to get a little work for Hastings College here in this one with a 10-0 ball game in favor of York as the first pitch is going to be fouled away back to the screen. So Patrick Williamson out there now for Hastings, a freshman, 5'9", 205-pounder from Centennial, Colorado, went to Cherry Creek High School out there in Colorado. He is the fourth pitcher used by Jim Bovey and the Broncos here in this ball game. So Williamson, a right-handed thrower, and he throws it inside into Beans, Josh Knighton. So the first pitch was fouled away. Then he comes inside and hits Josh Knighton. And now the bases are loaded here in the seventh inning in a 10-0 ballgame. Zach Garcia is next. This one's scheduled for 9 tonight. I'll double-check on the 10-run rule to see if that's going to be in effect here tonight. Could be possibly getting close to the end of this ballgame. We'll double-check on that. Zach Garcia comes up there next. He's got a base hit and 4 trips to the plate so far. Got a chance to do some damage here with the bases loaded and 1 man out in the 7th inning. Cirelli would come to the plate next for York. Hastings not holding any of the base runners on right now. As a pitch comes to the plate here from Williams, and it's going to be outside for a ball, and it's 2-0. 2 balls and no strikes to Zach Garcia, who's still at shortstop here for the York Panthers in this one. He scored a couple of runs here in this ballgame tonight. Patrick Williamson working from the stretch. There's the pitch to the plate. Hit right back to Williamson. He's going to go to the plate. Gets the lead run there down to first base. A double play. Hastings turns a double play to get out of the inning. A 1-2-3 double play. So Hastings turns their third DP in this ballgame, maybe the bright spot we've seen in this one. The Broncos' defense has been pretty good here tonight with three double plays, but they also got 4 errors. So a little give and take here, but Hastings is out of the inning. York scores 1 run here in this 7th inning of play. 1 run on no base hits, 2 errors on Hastings. And they leave 2 men left on the base pads. We go to the bottom of the 7th with a score. York 10, Hastings nothing.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
It's the Spring into Graham Tire Sale featuring all Hankook tires on sale. Stop in for a free tire inspection and air pressure test. Get an oil, lube, and filter for only $22.88 plus tax and disposal. Graham Tire helps you protect your tire investment with a free alignment with every 4 tires purchased. That's a $75 value. Enjoy up to an additional $160 manufacturer's rebate with the purchase of select tires. See store for details. It's the Spring into Graham Tire Sale through April 21st. Don't miss it. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
1230 KHAS.
So York will have another new pitcher out there, Sean Bandy, 5'11", 185-pounder, a junior from Colorado Springs, Colorado. He's going to come out and throw the seventh inning of play. Bandy, ERA of 2.92. One win, no losses on the season. He's thrown 12 in the third innings, giving up 10 hits, 4 runs, all 4 earned, 12 base on balls, 12 strikeouts. Team's batting .222 against him. 10-0 is the score as we head to the bottom of the seventh. As far as we know, the 10-run rule is in effect here tonight, so unless Hastings can score a run here in the seventh inning of play, this one will be over early. So Hastings batting now here in the seventh inning. Creighton Leaf will come to the plate here. Leaf now playing at shortstop for Hastings. He gets an official at-bat here as he comes to the plate for Hastings. Leaf with a batting average of .125. The pitch is going to be in there for a strike. One ball and one strike now on Leaf. Leaf, a freshman from Concordia, Kansas, 5'9", 155-pounder. He's got one base hit and 8 trips to the plate. As he sends that one down the line in left field, that's going to fall in there for a base hit down the line. So Creighton Leaf gets aboard here. As that one falls just a couple of feet down the line in left field in fair territory. So Hastings has a base runner here in this seventh inning of play as Leaf is aboard here for the Broncos. Leaf has not attempted any stolen bases so far this year in his limited role. So coming to the plate next will be the catcher for Hastings, Tanner Santarelli. Santarelli starts the day with a batting average of .316. He is 0 for 2 so far tonight. He's grounded out once, and he's flown out to right field. Sean Bandy out there on the mound now for the York Panthers. He's the third pitcher used by York here in this ball game. Hastings has used 4 to get through the 7 innings. There's a pitch that's in there for a strike. Nothing and 2 down to Tanner Santarelli. Tanner's got 4 strikeouts so far this year and 3 walks. Hastings has left 7 men on the base pads here tonight. Next pitch is swung on and missed as Santarelli goes after an outside pitch and strikes out. First strikeout of the ball game here by Sean Bandy. Trenton Neal comes up there next. Neal has reached on a base on balls. He has reached on a base on balls, and he has grounded out so far in the ball game. He's 0 for 1 officially. Base runner is Leaf down there at first base for Hastings. There's a strike delivered up there by Sean Bandy. This kid's a hard thrower as he comes in there with a strike. Nothing and 1 to Trenton Neal. Daniel Nealon is scheduled to be next. However, we got Ben Reimer in the on-deck circle now for Hastings. There's the next pitch. He's going to be hit toward left field over in the foul territory. Giving chase over there is a Sorelli, and he can't make the catch. So a long strike. Trenton Neal fouls one down the left field side. So Ben Reimer, the Hastings product, has come out now in the on-deck circle here for the Broncos, hoping to get a chance here in this ball game. 10-0 is the score. York has completely dominated this ball game. They've out-hit Hastings 12-5. Here comes the next pitch by Bandy. That's going to be down low, and a good stop there from the catcher behind the plate by Camarena. And the count is at 1-2. Hastings plays this weekend on the road again, which has not been friendly as of late. Playing at Mount Barney and at Dakota Wesleyan Saturday and Sunday. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be just low. Misses down low. 2-2. Holding our breath there as Trenton Neal watches that one go buzzing on by. Just below the knees, and the count is even up at 2-2. The Leaf is down there at first base for Hastings. With one man out here in the seventh inning of play, next pitch is going to be fouled away down to third base side and out of play. So the count remains at 2-2. Neal so far this year has struck out 10 times. He has walked 9 times. Batting here in the left-hand batter's box. The count is even up at 2-2. One man out here in the seventh. Here's the next pitch by Bandy. A cold third strike in the outside corner. So Sean Bandy gets a second consecutive strikeout here. And now Ben Reimer comes to the plate next. Ben Reimer has a batting average of .091. Well, remember the Hastings 5 Points Bank American Legion baseball team. Reimer's got one base hit and 11 trips to the plate. One RBI. As he takes a look at the pitch there, it's going to be outside for a ball. So one ball and no strikes here to Reimer. As he's batting here in the seventh inning of play with Hastings trailing by a score of 10-0. Next pitch is swung on and missed. 1-1 the count. Reimer's got 3 walks so far this year. He's got 4 strikeouts. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our player of the game. We've got our coaches' post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. 1 ball and 2 strikes. 2 men out now here in the seventh with Hastings trailing by a score of 10-0. The Broncos with only 5 base hits off of the York pitching staff tonight that came in with an ERA of 5.03 as a team. Next pitch is going to be just outside for a ball. And the count is now even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings 11-27 in the season, trying to right the ship here, get some momentum heading into the final 4 games of the conference season, but we're not getting that tonight. There's a ground ball towards short. Garcia's got it, goes to second base. That's in time. And the inning and the ball game is over as Hastings is 10 run here by the York Panthers here in this non-conference ball game tonight. They'll stop this one after 7 innings of play. York wins this ball game tonight by a score of 10-0. Losing pitcher is going to be Eric Antilla here in this ball game tonight. Cody Brumbaugh wins his 5th straight. He's now 5-0. On the season. Hastings College drops one here tonight in college baseball action. Final score, York 10, Hastings College nothing. Back with a recap after this.
Did you know the water that goes down your storm drain doesn't get cleaned or treated? It goes directly into our rivers and lakes. Check out NebraskaH2O.org for tips on how to wash your car, clean up after your pets, or to report someone dumping pollutants down a storm drain. For more information, check out NebraskaH2O.org. or call 877-796-6835 to report someone dumping pollutants. Nebraska H2O, our water, our responsibility.
This is Lauren Winkelbauer of Winkelbauer Photography. Join us each Wednesday morning at 5 before 9 as we salute area couples celebrating their anniversary. One lucky couple will win a free 8x10 portrait. Submit your friends and family by calling us at 462-4171. It's the Winkelbauer Anniversary Couple of the Week program, Wednesdays at 8:55 on 1230 KHAS.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at Duncan Field, this one in the books here tonight as the York Panthers knock off Hastings in shortened fashion. This one was scheduled for a 9-inning single ball game here tonight, but it stopped after 7 innings as York shuts out Hastings by a score of 10-0 here in the ball game. Panthers got out to a 5-0 lead in the first inning of play as they scored 5 runs on 3 base hits. There was a double in there, a triple in there, another double. A walk given up and an error on Hastings, and the Panthers got out of the gates early, 5-0, and the Hastings could not recover in the first inning of play as York came back with 1 more in the second inning, 2 more in the third, 1 in the 4th, and 1 in the 7th. Hastings only had a man around to a third base a couple of times in the ball game, and they dropped this one here tonight by a score of 10-0. Hastings uses 4 pitchers to get through 7 innings here tonight. Eric Antilla was the starting pitcher for the Broncos. He's going to be charged with a loss. He's now 0-2 through 2 innings tonight. Gave up 6 runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout. Tyler Stender came on. He threw 2 innings. He gave up 3 runs, 5 hits, no strikeouts, and 2 walks. Matt Bennett then came on. He threw 2 innings plus tonight. Gave up a run, a base hit, and a walk with no strikeouts. Patrick Williamson then finished things off for Hastings College in the seventh. Cody Brumbaugh was the winning pitcher for York tonight. He is now 5-0 in the season. He went 4 innings, Gave up no runs, three hits, three strikeouts, four walks. Reed Van Western pitched two innings tonight. Gave up no runs, a hit, two strikeouts, and one walk. Sean Bandy came on and threw the seventh inning of play for the York Panthers. York scores 10 runs, 12 base hits. They commit no errors in the field. They leave seven men on the base pads. Hastings with no runs on five base hits in the ball game tonight. They commit four errors in the field, and they leave a total of eight men on the base pads. So Hastings is now 11-28 on the season. They are 4-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings on the road this weekend playing in Yankton, South Dakota against Mount Marty on Saturday. Then they'll play two games on Sunday in Mitchell, South Dakota against Dakota Wesleyan. The York Panthers, they improved to 29 wins and 15 losses on the season. And York, they'll get set for a four-game series with Central Baptist coming up this weekend in York. In the final score, Hastings College drops one here tonight in college baseball, 10-0 to the York Panthers. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's post-game show as Hastings College baseball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned for our post-game show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 a.m. KHAS Radio.
Every Royals baseball broadcast on the Breeze, 94.5, includes games within the game, like the Gary Michaels Royals Baseball Quiz. A different question every game. Answer correctly by sending an email to royals945 at kliqfm.com. The first correct answer qualifies for a weekly prize of a $50 gift card to Gary Michaels Clothing in downtown Hastings. Weekly winners become qualifiers for an end-of-season $300 Gary Michaels Shopping Spree. Gary Michaels Royals Quiz, only when you catch the Royals on 94.5 FM.
It's time for CPI Mr. Tire's Tire Sale. The Mastercraft Strategy is long wearing, quiet riding, and on sale starting at $85 each. The Cooper CS4 Touring has all-weather dependability and starting at only $90 each. The Cooper Discoverer AT3 gives you stability for your light truck starting at $125 each. CPI Mr. Tire includes free mounting, balancing, rotation, and road hazard warranty, and they're close to you all across central Nebraska.
It's a bat, a ball, and about 40 of the greatest baseball players in the majors. The MLB All-Star Game is in Kansas City this summer. And the Breeze, 94.5 FM, and Ben Engel Construction can put you in the stand. Just text Royals 945 to 90210 for a chance to win Royals tickets and maybe the All-Star Game. Text Royals 945 is brought to you by Ben Engel Construction. The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
The Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 462-2131 or visit them online at hastingstribune.com.
All right, back at Duncan Field. Again, Hastings drops one here tonight to York by a score of 10-0. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHAS, and obviously was going to be far and in between the stars here in this ball game. Here tonight, Hastings with only five base hits in the ballgame. Mike Tomlin recorded two of those, had a couple of base hits in the ballgame, had a single and a double in the contest. John Rivera had a base hit for Hastings. Also getting a base hit in the ballgame tonight was a Taylor Ginn. And then Creighton Leaf came on in the seventh inning of play and recorded a single in the seventh. But by then, it was far and two away for Hastings to come back as they were trailing 10-0 in the ballgame. Also, a couple of guys on the pitcher's mound. Matt Bennett didn't throw a bad ball game tonight. Gave up just one run and one base hit. Had a walk, no strikeouts in two innings of work. And Patrick Williamson, who came on in the seventh inning for Hastings College, gave up only one run in the seventh inning of play. All candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our winner right after this.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today. And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
And we're back here at Duncan Field. Our player of the game tonight is going to be Mike Tomlin. Tomlin records a 2 out of 5 base hits for Hastings College here in the ball game. As Hastings drops this one by a score of 10-0 to the York Panthers here tonight, as Hastings drops to 11-28 on the season. So Mike Tomlin will be our player of the game tonight. We'll have more on the postgame show coming up. You're listening to Bronco Baseball on 1230 KHIS.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, just call 402-462-2131 or visit them online at hastingstribune.com. The Coach's Postgame Show is coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, your Lennox and Tempstar dealer. 314 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Call Tom Wissing at 402-463-6061.
All right, back here at Duncan Field again. York wins this one tonight by a score of 10-0. Before we get to head coach Jim Bovey in the postgame, we'll chat with Matt Bennett, one of the relievers that came on for Hastings, threw a couple of innings in the ball game tonight. Matt, I know that's a tough situation to come out late in the ball game like that, but not a bad outing for you. How'd you feel?
I felt pretty good. I thought I was throwing pretty hard, and I thought I had a good velocity. I was trying to get my curveball over, but it wasn't working as well. But overall, I felt good. My arm felt nice, so it was not bad.
One of the youngsters to come on and see some playing time, that's, I guess, what we play these midweek games for. That's when you guys try to get on the field and do your thing, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice to get some playing time as a freshman. I think a lot of the freshmen on the team really appreciate the time that we're getting, and I think that we're proving that we're pretty good.
Talk about tonight, just not a whole lot of offense here tonight, and you guys fell behind early and couldn't recover.
Yeah, I thought that we were just kind of struggling with keeping our heads up and not, like, getting too upset with ourselves. I think a lot of us were just down on ourselves, and that kind of carried through the plate appearances. But, I mean, I think that we'll overcome next game. I think we'll be ready.
You guys got now a critical stretch coming up here. You've got some conference games this weekend and another couple of conference series coming up next week against Concordia and Doan. You're right now with your backs to the wall as far as getting into the conference tournament. How's the guys feel right now?
I think that we're a little upset with how we're playing right now, but I think that we'll overcome and hopefully get a little more energy and a little more enthusiasm to play, and we'll come out winning.
Is there one thing that you can put your finger on going down the stretch here? What's the problem been on this baseball team?
I think emotionally we kind of get a little too emotional, and also just offense. I think that we need to not think as much at the plate, just go up there and swing, like, because we all know that we can hit very well, but we're just not proving it yet right now.
And Hastings are dropping this one here tonight, 10-0 to score. You as a pitcher now, how's the process work for you now as a pitcher? You got in there tonight, have not seen a whole lot of time on the hill. You just get a lot of off-season work in and hopefully be one of the guys out there for next year?
Yeah, I'm going to try to lift a little more weights, try to get a little bigger and hopefully throw a little harder and just work on my velocity, and hopefully I'll be good and ready for next year.
Well, what's the main difference? You coming up from the high school ranks from Colorado, out from Denver, and playing college ball now?
The school I went to earlier was a 2A school. It was real little, and we didn't have very much competition. So coming here, it's a big step for me because I mean, we're not playing kids that don't even play baseball. Like, I had kids on my team that have never played baseball and started on my team. So it's really a big step for me to play some real good competition, and hopefully I'll prove myself good.
Was it an eye-opener to come up to the college level for you?
It was. I mean, I didn't really think I was going to play college ball, but now that I am, I really am enjoying it, and I really like it now. And I think that it'll be nice, and hopefully that I'll have a better 3 years and play a lot more.
Okay, you got out through your freshman season. I know that's always a goal for you, and you had to feel good at least getting out there and throwing some pitches for the Broncos today.
Yeah, it feels good. It's nice to get out there and play.
Okay, we'll see you down the stretch.
All right.
That's Matt Bennett, one of the relievers we saw here tonight, but in a losing cause as Hastings drops this one by a score of 10-0. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
And back here at Duncan, Hastings College dropping 10-0 to York here tonight as Jim Bovee joins us in the postgame. And, Coach, boy, we're talking about momentum coming into the ballgame, trying to grab some for the weekend, but I think we go opposite. Did not play very well tonight.
No, we didn't play well at all. And if you were here, you know, as we indicated in the pregame, we're a little short in a lot of areas, and we were short in all of them again tonight. You know, we played a really good team. You know, they obviously swing the bat well. They play great defense. But, you know, we make four errors, and, you know, our pitchers are basically letting them steal whenever they want. And you know, we did get some guys on base early on and just didn't get any hits. And it's pretty typical of the way things have been going for us. And I told the team afterwards, we're in a free fall. I mean, you know, we talk in politics now about transparency. You know, we might as well be transparent about it. We're in a free fall. And as I told the guys, you know, Mount Marty or Dakota Weston, none of them are going to say, well, I feel sorry for Hastings. Let them have one win. We're the only ones who can change it. And, you know, I didn't see much of that attitude to get it changed tonight, unfortunately. And also, unfortunately, I can't say I'm surprised coming off the road trip and who we were playing and that type of thing and how things have been going. So, you know, we don't have very much time to right the ship, and we got to see if we can.
Just not a whole lot of pomp tonight. I think we saw that from the first inning. You guys fell behind 5-0, and the Dobbers went down.
They sure did. And, you know, the same thing happened yesterday in game one. We didn't score in the top of the first. We were on the road, and then we gave up 5, and you could just see the shoulder slump and the here-we-go-again looks on people's faces. And it's hard when you're not a team that, you know, routinely scores 5. You know, I told my assistants before the game, if we hold them to won an inning with the guys we have pitching, I didn't think that would necessarily be a bad outing. You know, but then when they put 5, and you know, in Eric's defense, he has the first two guys out on ground balls, and we boot one right out of the gate. You know, we get the first one, and the second one is a routine ground ball, and we boot it. And that, you know, maybe it means we get beat 9-0 instead of 10-0, who knows. But it can also set the tone, especially when you have a freshman on the mound.
Talking about any bright spots out there? Boy, they were far and in between. You had a lot of pitchers out there to start there.
Yeah. You know, Bennett threw pretty good coming into the pen. You know, he's more of a starting guy, so I was happy to see him throw in relief because most of his better outings this year, JV and varsity, have been in a starting role, not necessarily a relief role. You know, Tomlin swung the bat well. I thought Rivera looked okay at the plate, but that's, you know, I'd have a hard time trying to come up with a few more after that.
Hastings dropping one here tonight to York, and now, like we talked in the pregame, you've got a big stretch here, probably the signing weekend maybe coming up.
Well, it is. You know, we try to get our guys 2 or 3 at-bats tonight to try to get them ready, hoping that might help them. But, yeah, exactly. I mean, if we go 0-4, 1-3, the last 4 are just for pride and to send your seniors out. You know, if we go 2-2, it's a pretty rare circumstance that would get us in. If we go 3-1 or 4-0, we have a chance, I think. You know, it seems about every other year we find ourselves in that situation where we're counting games and counting wins and things like that, and it's not a fun situation to be in. And we've been fortunate that more times than not we've gotten the wins, but I think some of those years we've shown some flashes of maybe being able to do it, and, you know, especially offensively, we really haven't shown the flashes this year.
So Hastings, do we just need a little pop at the beginning of the game, let's say a Saturday, to maybe turn this thing around?
Well, you know, you sure think so, and you know, you've obviously watched a lot of baseball, and a lot of times that can happen. You think it's contagious. On the other hand, we go up to Morningside on Friday night, and they throw their number one, and we score seven in the top of the second. And this is a guy that there were two pro scouts there to watch that night, and we don't score again and get beat 8-7 in the bottom of the seventh. So it's just a tough group to read at the plate. And, you know, we had a player tonight struggle a little bit, and a week ago at Midland, Nebraska Wesleyan, he looked like our best player. And it's just we have such valleys. Our valleys aren't 0-3 with a walk and a productive two ground balls to move runners. Our valleys are 0-4 with three strikeouts and a double play, and we're too far into the season, and these guys are too far into their career to be giving us that. And, you know, it's just to keep thinking it's going to change. You know, I was having this talk with Coach Creech this morning. You know, after eight games, if you're not a good rebounding team, it's not just going to click. You got to do something, and, you know, we're kind of at our wits' end with lineup changes and batting order changes, you know, so it's going to have to come from our guys making plays that they're capable of making instead of stumbling and bumbling, I guess.
Okay, good luck this weekend, Coach.
All right, thanks, Mike.
That's Jim Bovee, head coach for Hastings. Again, the Broncos dropping this one tonight by a score of 10-0 to York. Hastings now 11-28 in the season, still 4-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Doubleheader on Saturday playing at Mount Barney, and a doubleheader on Sunday playing at Concordia. Then Hastings with another non-conference game with York early in the week next week, and then we'll get back at the conference season with the league-leading Doane College Tigers in here on a Thursday night at Duncan Field. We'll have those games for you here on 1230 KHAS, and then the Broncos wrap up the conference season on Friday with a pair of games against Concordia. A couple of games we'll also bring for you here on 1230 KHAS. But Hastings, not our night tonight. Hastings dropping one to York by a score of 10-0. That'll wrap things up from Duncan here tonight. For my producer and engineer, John Debron, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 314 West 2nd Street, your Lennox and Tempstar dealer. Call Tom Witzing at 402-463-6061. You've been listening to Hastings College Baseball on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. Hastings College Baseball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.